Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. We will hear from President Trump tonight. He delivers his State of the Union speech. Mr. Trump addressing the nation at a crucial moment in his presidency.
This evening's speech comes just a few days after the Supreme Court dealt the president a serious blow by striking down his global tariffs. And as the U.S. military continues a massive buildup in the Middle East amid rising tensions with Iran. With polls showing the public unhappy with his handling of the economy, the president is expected to tout the steps his administration has taken to lower costs for everyday Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And in light of the Supreme Court's ruling striking down President Trump's global tariffs, FedEx is suing the Trump administration. The package delivery giant seeks a full refund for tariffs it has paid. Now, the storm may have moved on, but the cleanup goes on across the Northeast, digging out from record snowfall.
The sound of shovels scraping concrete in Brooklyn as New Yorkers like Vince Lisi dig out with up to 2 feet of snow in some areas of the Big Apple.
Just got
to
take small shovelfuls.
Meanwhile, more than 3 feet of snow in some parts of the Northeast like Rhode Island. The bomb cyclone causing power outages, closing schools and airports, downing trees and creating loads of issues.
Correspondent Julie Walker reporting. More than a dozen senior European officials are visiting Kiev. It's a show of support on the fourth anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The war has killed tens of thousands of people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russian President Vladimir Putin has not broken Ukrainians. He has not won this war. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures positive so far. Dow futures are up 66 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 76, and the S&P futures better by 14 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, obviously a lot of progress from yesterday at this time, and the major roadways now really on both sides of the bay are much better. There are still roadways on the eastern shore, and in those areas that still have debris, so I have wires down, trees down, power outages, things like that. But we're almost back to normal as far as the major highways. They even dried out from the wind yesterday, but still take it easy. Some of the side roads and the neighborhood streets could have some problems. We've had one wreck coming out of Frederick. They're on the shoulder on 270 southbound at Route 85, but there is a slowdown as you're moving south of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, we are off to a cold start, so be prepared for some slick spots. Anything that melted yesterday is definitely frozen again this morning. Mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s today before temperatures fall back into the upper 20s tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
26 degrees in White Marsh and 25 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Several Eastern Shore school systems will be closed or delayed today due to the impact of the winter storm. Schools in Caroline, Somerset, Wicomico, and Worcester counties are closed, and schools in Dorchester County will have a remote learning day. There will be a 90-minute delay for schools in Queen Anne's County and Talbot County schools will open 2 hours late. Well, Monday was warm enough to melt Sunday's snowfall in most areas, but freezing overnight temperatures mean wet roadways could refreeze and impact the morning commute. The Maryland State Highway Administration says drivers should use caution, allow extra time for their commute, and remember that surfaces that look wet may be icy. Drivers are also reminded to slow down and be especially careful on elevated roadways like bridges, ramps, and overpasses because they freeze first. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 710. The pick 4, 1635. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary's off today. Welcome to Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, keeping you warm all winter. They are indeed the comfort guys. Orioles great for league action. A drop one to Atlanta 10-7 yesterday. Cade Povich, one of the few bright spots in the Orioles 10-7 loss to the Braves on Monday, tossing two scoreless innings in his first Grapefruit League start of the spring. Baltimore's top two projected left-handers, Keegan Aiken and Dietrich Enns, off to slow starts this spring. Results this early in the spring training aren't anything to really make grand conclusions about, but Aiken gave up two runs in his appearance yesterday, and Enns was tagged for six runs in his spring debut over the weekend. Wizards back on the road. Washington will face off with the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Teams have split their two meetings so far this season. Meanwhile, the Caps get back in action Wednesday on home ice against the Philadelphia Flyers. The Nationals stayed unbeaten so far this spring. Washington played the Phillies to a 5-5 tie. Meanwhile, Georgetown men's basketball team will try to snap its four-game losing streak. They're back at home tonight to take on Marquette. And that's a look at sports. Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this hour, Governor Moore files for re-election. Kenzie Frost caught up with him. Also, he weighing in on the redistricting deadline. Filing deadline is tonight at 9 p.m. We'll tell you what he has to say. President Trump calling the men's hockey team. And Jimmy's Famous Seafood going viral over the weekend for their posts about the men's hockey team. But a top story here today, tonight, is the President's State of the Union Address. You'll hear it live here on WCBM. And I guess the Democrat response, I'm not sure which response, I guess it's going to be the governor of Virginia, Abigail Spanberger. But there are like six different responses and rallies, and they just make, you talk about divisiveness, you talk about not wanting to unite the country. This is prime behavior of how the Democrats are just a divisive, vindictive, vicious party. That no longer have America's best interest at heart. In fact, tonight, two members of the party are going to boycott completely. That's Senator Chris Van Hollen, who is apparently off chasing margaritas somewhere, and maybe with Congresswoman April McLean Delaney. Both of them have decided they're going to attend the People's State of the Union. Boy, it sounds like a commie group,
very
doesn't it?
Very much so.
Yeah. The People's
Creepy.
State of the Union is going to be in Washington, I think, at the mall. Van Hollen says, I will not normalize Trump's march toward fascism by attending his State of the Union address. We cannot pretend this is business as usual. April McLean Delaney says she'll join Van Hollen at the rally, saying that, quote, I've determined that my presence at the State of the Union would not meaningfully serve my constituents in Maryland's 6th District. Well, that would be new to you anyway. Kwasi Mfume, Glenn Ivey will both skip Trump's message. Neither attended his joint address to Congress last year, thus shirking their duties and responsibilities as elected members of Congress. Andy Harris obviously will be there. Democrats who are going to show up, Johnny Zero, Sarah Elfrith, Steny Hoyer, who's retiring, and Jamie Raskin. Unclear what Senator Angela Alsobrooks is going to do. She didn't return messages to the Baltimore Sun seeking comment, just like she was not there for most of these redistricting meetings as well. So she's an empty suit, no doubt. Olszewski said, quote, at least I think I feel I have an obligation to at least make an attempt to hear what he has to say.
Make an attempt.
Yeah, end of game. But there's a caveat there. If he doesn't like what Trump says, if he berates and belittle members of Congress or attack Democrat states or litigate past grievances, Olszewski says he could walk out. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, thanks for the warning. We're going to be sitting on the edge of our seats waiting for Johnny Zero to make a stand one way or the other. Frankly, if you're not going to be there and at least give the president, you can applaud, it's not as raucous as the House of Commons is over in the UK, but in the past, with the tearing up of the speech by Nancy Pelosi, with last year's behavior, it's just ridiculous.
He won. Respect it.
Yeah,
respect the office.
There is no respect for the office. There is no respect for the man or the office by these Democrats. And so the question here is, what will President Trump say tonight? And I think that what he should do, and obviously he knows better than I, what I think is, forget about the Democrats. The Democrats aren't interested in unifying the country, at least this current crop of Democrats, maybe new ones. I would go after, and not belittle or berate, but go after the Republicans. Remind the Republicans what their role is here in this country. And that would be to codify all of his executive orders into legislation and do it fast before the midterms. To get the SAVE Act passed, to protect the election integrity of our country. Outline the really important things. And he's going to mention all the accomplishments, because this president has accomplished more in 1 year than most presidents have done in 4 years.
Exactly.
You look at Chairman Joe. So I think you're going to want to do that. But then, the Democrats, I wouldn't give them much attention, much publicity. I would focus on telling the American people, giving your message about the midterms and how the economy is turning around, how things are going to get better. And at the same time, tell them all the things you've done, all the peace deals that you've cut, and you're still trying to cut peace deals in Ukraine and Russia and over in Gaza, et cetera, and, of course, the rest of the world as well. And Iran, of course, is a big one. He's going to have to address the elephant in the room. But, again, I would remind Mike Johnson and Leader Thune. That's who I would focus this message on tonight. Do your jobs. 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Oh, much better today.
Yes. Until something happens, and then goes right out the window.
Now, here I'm looking at the Bay Bridge, and you see, looks like nothing ever happened. Completely dry and completely open, and the wind is down, and everything's much better. Beautiful sunrise, by the way, if you're going eastbound, and that's going to be the thing this morning. If you put your sunglasses away, because because of the snow. You better find them, because now we're completely clear this morning, and the sun will be a factor. Of course, with the snow glare, that will be a problem. Now, on the eastern shore, they made progress on most of the major roadways. A lot of the secondary streets, of course, are still having problems, and there's still a number of power outages in the Ocean City area that extend up across the Delaware line. The power's been out since way early yesterday, and they still continue to have a problem there. So that would be a concern for the morning ride for the local people. But as far as the major roadways on State Road Route 50 and Route 90 and all those roads that were all covered yesterday, they're all back in business this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Boy, what a difference a day makes, huh? Wet spots this morning. Could be icy where we had some of that melt and some of the remaining water on the roadways, but most of it's dry. Otherwise, today mostly sunny. Upper 30s tonight, down to the upper 20s, and then the big warm-up begins. Tomorrow, we're back into the low 50s, at least for
on
a while.
On the way.
In Maryland, you just have to wait 5 minutes, and guaranteed to change, no doubt. Elsewhere, right now we're looking at, well, it's kind of a chilly morning to start. Owings and Mills is 24. Columbia, 24 degrees. And it is time for your one-liner news. 1587 Prime. That is the new steakhouse in Kansas City owned by Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. They're being sued for trademark violation by a footwear company called 1587 Sneakers.
Oh.
Well, most people assume that the lawsuit was because someone choked during the past season in Kansas City. Maybe it's Patrick and Travis. Appeals court ruling will allow Louisiana to display the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms.
Hey!
That's a good start. Now you got to teach the kids to read and count to ten.
And then they can, right. Better understanding.
FBI Director Cash Patel was celebrating and pounding beers in the Team USA locker room after the men won the gold medal in ice hockey. Mm-hmm. The left got all upset that he was there partying. What's the FBI director doing? Drinking beers in a...
Because it
seems like the left has forgotten about Governor Moore shotgunning beers at Ravens game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a picture of that go on my socials this morning.
We can't.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Where was Tom Holman? You'd think anytime there was a celebration on ice, he'd be there.
Exactly.
According to a story in Telegraph, Jeffrey Epstein had secret files in storage units across the country. This might either be the best or worst episode of Storage Wars. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's a good show.
They took down another Brit yesterday, arrested Peter Mendelsohn, who was the acting deputy prime minister. That's interesting what's going on over in England. We'll get to that maybe a little bit later on in the show. Drug cartel violence raging in the resort town of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I remember the good old days when the only thing on fire was you after drinking the water.
Exactly. That takes about 3 weeks.
Do not plan a trip to Mexico. It's not anywhere. You're right, Chuck. Anywhere. I mean, I lived in San Diego. We used to go across the border in Tijuana, and we could do that all the time. But it was still, you had to do it with caution because it was basically a outlaw town.
Mm-hmm.
Now
it's a good party town.
They'll flat out kill you.
Yeah, just for blinking.
President Trump will deliver the State of the Union address tonight. Nancy Pelosi will be there. She's preparing by. She's already started drinking.
She's bringing scissors this time?
Yeah, she's tearing cocktail napkins in half.
Oh, okay.
That's what she's doing.
I heard she had her teeth in the glass.
Yeah. You think with all that money, she gets some new teeth.
Get a new face.
That's right.
Yeah, do that. Well, she's tried that.
Go to where Maxine Water goes.
Yeah, tell her to go where Jack Hughes is going to go to get his new chiclets. sad news. Actor Robert Carradine died. He took his own life at the age of 71.
Wow.
And he's best known for playing the head dork Lewis Skolnick in the Revenge of the Nerds movie.
I'm a nerd. I never really wanted to believe that. It's okay.
Yeah. You know, what a family, huh? And you look at it, Bobby Carradine was a beacon of light to everyone around him, according to the family. Mm-hmm. And his family, his father was John Carradine.
Right.
His brother was Keith Carradine.
Right.
And his half-brother was David Carradine.
Jeez.
Of Kung Fu the fame.
That's right. I knew one of them was involved in the Kung Fu thing.
Which Beatle do you think was the first to try smoking pot?
George.
You think George? Okay. Any guesses?
John.
No, it was Ringo.
That was the first time for me that I'd really smoked marijuana. I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. It was fabulous.
He did it when they all met Bob Dylan. That's in the new Beatles anthology, which is currently on Disney Plus. And finally, something that you're fashion-wise. I know you're really into fashion, Maggie.
Yeah, I sure am. How did you know?
And Vogue has proclaimed, this is the year of the butt crack.
And look down there. Lower back canyon, capture a stare. The waistline dip, that Y-shaped track. Call it the booty cleavage comeback. Strutting the catwalk with no slack. It's the derriere groove and crack attack. 2026, so don't look back. According to Vogue, it's the year of the crack.
Year of
That's
the,
lovely.
That party, you're going to be seeing a lot of back cleavage in the coming fashion
Why?
Shows. And it started with the Golden
that's
Globes.
Disgusting. And for me to
Tiana,
say that's disgusting, that's
Tiana
bad.
Taylor was wearing a dress that had a rhinestone-encrusted whale tail topped off with a ladylike bow right there at the top. So, plumbers, take advantage of this.
Unsanitary. That's disgusting. And you know how, for me to say that, it's got to be bad.
Well, that way you can carry the flag on the 4th of July.
How about a sparkler?
That's right. You can walk backwards. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate it. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. So, question for you. What would you like to hear President Trump address in tonight's State of the Union? Where should he go with this? Some say he should, you know, take it above board and not to criticize anybody. The question is, will he call out the justices that he was disappointed with, said he was shamed of, Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett, of course, John Roberts? I'll tell you what he'll say about the upcoming decision on the birthright citizenship case in our MAGA update. But what do you want to hear from President Trump tonight on this State of the Union? 410-922-6680-1800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer, Kristen Hagrick, nice to have her back here today. Hopefully she's feeling a little bit better here. I got a little bit of a tooth problem, as they say, on that painful. Let me tell you, when you have back or teeth, there's nothing like the pain that they can cause. So, all right, you're listening to KC and Company.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes Tuesday morning with the update once again. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Broken down tractor trailer just clearing. It was on the shoulder coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel at the Key Highway ramp. He was there with the flashers on, and he just got underway and is moving away now south on 95, down towards 395. So no big problems, but it was just a tad slow coming out of the right tube at 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX, roadway conditions good. Light traffic still early this morning. The west side has filled in just a bit. We'll recover some of that traffic that obviously wasn't on the road yesterday. I'm going to go up there right now and just check the outer loop and the area around I-70. Everybody's moving just fine. Again, find your sunglasses. You'll need them in about an hour or so through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We had a few icy spots here this morning. So be careful on your driveway, sidewalks, etc., and even on the ramps and bridges, because some of that stuff that did not dry out through the wind or maybe melted just a little bit as we froze overnight. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Highs today in the upper 30s. And right now we're looking pretty good, but chilly. And then things are going to warm up by tomorrow, so just hang in there for today. Right now we're looking at 26 in Annapolis, 24 in Ellicott City. It's 625 on Casey and Company. So big State of the Union address tonight. Again, if I'm President Trump, I would focus on the really important accomplishments, and those would be focus heavily on the economy and what you've done to, you know, the mess that you were inherited by the Biden administration, the border, which is now secure, the mess that they left you, and, of course, the other accomplishments, the eight peace deals that you've been able to wrangle. You're still working very hard on Ukraine, Russia, and on Iran. We'll see what happens there. I know over the weekend he gave him 10 days, and we'll see what happens in 10 days. So I think this week there's another meeting in Geneva. And if that doesn't go well, things are not going to be going well for the Ayatollah. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to tell you I know what's going to happen. I do know that we have the largest part of our fleet in history has been amassed in the Middle East. So they're not there for, peanuts. But again, all these... The president addressed this in a Truth Social post yesterday, and that all the armchair quarterbacks that Raising Cain is against war in Iran, and there'd be targeted limited strikes. All of it is fake news. It's propaganda. The media loves to play armchair general in this particular case. But back to the State of the Union address tonight. Again, hit the accomplishments, hit the economy, focus on that. You know, the affordability question, go there. And then I would start, and I don't know whether you take the hammer or with the scalpel on the Republicans, because many of them have just been, frankly, disappointing. The margins, now they're putting pressure on another Republican to resign because of he allegedly had an affair with an office staffer, and unfortunately she set herself on fire and killed herself. And now there's a lot of pressure by members to push Tony Gonzalez out in Texas. And so that would even narrow the margins even further. Just disgusting. So, Speaker Johnson, Leader Thune, SAVE Act. Got to get that done, okay? And that means that you're going to get rid of the fake filibuster and re-inject the real filibuster. That's the standing, talking filibuster. Got to get that done so we can get the SAVE Act passed. And then to codify all the president's executive orders into legislation, and then maybe a second reconciliation bill. That's what needs to be done here. McLean Delaney said she's going to boycott tonight. Took issue with the Trump administration's mass firing of federal workers. The ICE stuff, and she said was false and inflammatory online attacks against Governor Moore and a political retribution by denying FEMA emergency funds to Allegheny County. Well, President, make no mistake, the president wants local jurisdictions to start to pay their own way and save for these kinds of emergencies instead of spending foolishly, like many in the state of Maryland have, as we've seen with structural deficits in Baltimore City and elsewhere. Start using that money and save it for your own relief for your own pay, because after all, taxpayer money's going into that. She says she's going to continue fighting destructive policies at every turn. You're going to fight by running away? How is that fighting? Running into the People's Rally tonight. You know who's there? Let me give you some of the groups. These are all radical Marxist groups. Midas Touch, MoveOn.org, Indivisible, Interfaith Alliance, Center for Popular Democracy, Climate Power, Economic Security Project Action, Families Over Billionaires, Free DC, blah, blah, blah. It's the same group of radical Marxists, and there's Van Hollen and McLean Delaney right smack dab in the middle of that all. So, all right, what do you want to hear from the president tonight on the State of the Union address? Coming up next, the president calls the men's hockey team, and it is a wild, wild call. We'll share that with you. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny is going to basically sell your home, and he's going to sell it quickly with a guarantee that your home is going to sell once you sign the contract, and that's after you've agreed to what price you want to sell your home for and when you want to sell your home. And he's got a number of programs that help you do that. There's the trade your home in program, much like you would a vehicle. There's the sell your home, stay in your home program. You can sell it and stay into it up to 12 months because a lot of people have difficulty timing the purchase of a new home, the sale of the current home. That takes all that stress and burden out of the picture. And the fix-it program where if your home needs repair, you don't have to deal with the contractors and all that. Vinny will take care of it, and then you'll pay at settlement. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. And, of course, tell them I told you to call. 6:30, let's get some news headlines once again with the update. Here is Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Assault charges against Baltimore delegate Kalen Young have been dismissed. He was charged with misdemeanor assault for an incident on New Year's Day, alleging that he yelled at a woman and hit her in the chest with a closed fist. Young has denied the allegations from the start. After charges were filed, Young stepped down from his role with Baltimore's Office of Equity and Civil Rights, saying he wanted to focus on clearing his name so he could properly serve his constituents. And a Baltimore rapper charged with the sex trafficking of minors has now been indicted by a federal grand jury. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 33-year-old Deon Papafetti Phillip is charged with two counts of sex trafficking of a child and one count of transporting a minor. An investigation began in September of last year when police and the FBI saw a young girl being advertised online for sex. The girl was found at a Towson hotel and was identified as a critically missing juvenile. If convicted, Phillip faces a mandatory minimum of 10 years and a maximum of life in federal prison for each count. And some Maryland Democrats will skip President Trump's State of the Union address tonight. Senator Chris Van Hollen and Representative April McLean Delaney will instead attend the People's State of the Union on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Representative Kwesi Enfume will skip the address for a second year in a row. In a social media message, he says Trump and his ego have failed to lead and have severely injured the official State of the Union. And Congressman Glenn Ivey will also skip the address. Representatives Johnny Olszewski, Steny Hoyer, and Jamie Raskin will attend the State of the Union. And Governor Wes Moore and Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller are officially running for re-election. 6:32 on Casey & Company, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here is Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the inner loop coming out of Northern Virginia across the Potomac River Bridge at the American Legion Bridge. And it looks like it's crowding at least the right lane. The outer loop leaving Montgomery County is still going by without any problem, but the inner loop now is going to get a backup as you're coming on to the Maryland side of the bridge. So heads up for that. Nothing major in between the Beltways, 95 and the Parkway Route 29, with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBT. be it.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are off to a cold start, so be prepared for some slick spots. Anything that melted yesterday is definitely frozen again this morning. Mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s today before temperatures fall back into the upper 20s tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
I'm Sean Casey. Gary has the day off with Stein on sports. Orioles drop another Grapefruit League game, this time to the Atlanta Braves, 10-7 the score. Former Oriole Jorge Mateo won up to Ryan O'Hearn with a grand slam off right-hander Cohen Aiken as part of the Atlanta's 8-run sixth inning. Pitching wasn't too many bright spots except for Cade Povich. He threw two scoreless innings. Orioles did add to their infield depth. Yesterday, Baltimore signed Thero Estrada to a minor league contract that includes an invitation to spring training. He hit .253, three homers and 21 ribbies in 39 games with the Colorado Rockies last season. The men's hockey team returned home to U.S. soil yesterday at Miami International Airport, where they landed. And the guy with the game-winning goal, Jack Hughes, who lost his two teeth, I should say, said to reporters what the gold medal means to him.
It's for us, but the best part is for, like I was saying, this the day of the gold medal. It's for all the guys that have come before us, and you know, all the young kids that are going to come after us.
Yeah, and of course, they've been invited to the State of the Union address and will be in attendance tonight. The women's hockey team was invited, but they declined. Kyle Hamilton is number 9 in Pro Football Focus's top 101 players, while Lamar Jackson got snubbed. All-Pro safety Hamilton came in at number 9, and the top 101 players of the 2025 season. Kind of surprising that Jackson was left off the list. Going from number 1 in last year's rankings to unranked is kind of raising a few eyebrows. It's worth noting that the rankings are based solely on performance grades for that particular season, so past or future play isn't really considered. Three other Ravens made the rankings, including center Tyler Linderbaum, defensive tackle Travis Jones, and running back Derrick Henry. Cleveland Browns edge rusher Miles Garrett was number 1. And let's take a look at some scores. Last night, college basketball, number 19, North Carolina, over number 20, Louisville, 77-74. And Kansas, number 14, beat the number for Houston, 56. It was a 69-56 in that game. That's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. There is nothing like standing on the ground where American history was made, and I want you to experience Gettysburg with me. Join me Thursday, June 11th, as we depart WCBM at 8 a.m. for the Visitor Center, lunch at the historic Dobbin House, and a guided battlefield tour that brings Gettysburg to life. The first bus was sold out, and the second bus has been added with a special guest coming soon. Secure your seat at WCBM.com.
The Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour is presented by the Smile Design Center.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, 410-922-6680 is our number if you want to join us here this morning. Craig said, isn't it a form of fascism by not attending the State of the Union address, which basically stifles the First Amendment right of President Trump? Laughing out loud, am I wrong? No, you have every right to attend or not to attend. I think it's a message you're sending to your voters that you don't care about your obligations and responsibility as an elected official. Elsewhere, it is just more of the same. It really is. So the left is melting down, as you know, with the men's hockey team because of their being very patriotic, being proud to be American, proud of their country. They think this is jingoistic and xenophobic, and how dare they be proud of the country that gave them such great opportunity. You know, it's not easy to make these teams. It really isn't. And I'm not just talking about the hockey team. I'm talking about the skiing, skating, the whole nine yards. So a lot of effort, a lot of work goes into it. And again, from the time that the Hughes brothers were small, tots on ice up until now, it is just it's a lot of work goes into it, and a lot of passion as well. But they win, and Cash Patel was there. I think it's great to see an FBI director be a human being and to want to celebrate. He loves hockey. He plays hockey. He's a big fan of hockey. He was there. He was invited. He didn't force his way into the locker room. And he did have his cell phone with him. And during the celebration, President Trump called Cash Patel's cell phone to talk to the men's hockey team. And here's how that went down.
Watch 1 minute. And by the way, your goalie played not bad.
Howie, say hi. Howie, say hi to him.
How you doing, Don?
I have seen hockey goalies have slightly worse games. Unbelievable. And you were all unbelievable. And that team is pretty good you played. I don't know if we're going to play them again anytime soon, right? You know, I tell you what, I just told my people 2 minutes ago, I didn't know they'd be calling. I said, we're giving the State of the Union speech on Tuesday night. I could send a military plane or something. But if you would like to, it's the coolest night, it's the biggest.
We're in. Yes.
Can you pick us up in Miami on Tuesday morning? Tuesday morning.
Boys are going to the State of the Union.
The nice thing about being president is I can tell you, you don't have to worry about the weather or land. So we don't care if it's snowing, if it's a worse blizzard, we sail it through that city just like you did in the ice.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mike, now we'll do it at the White House. And we'll do the White House the next day. We'll just have some fun. We have medals for you guys. And we have to, I must tell you, we're going to have to bring the woman's team. You do know that. I do believe I probably would be impeached, okay? But anyway, if you could work that out, I would be honored to have you. I'll introduce you to the whole.
I got it, boss. I got it.
Okay, you got it, Cash.
I'm on it.
She's doing it. I'm happy.
I'm
congratulations. That was an unbelievable game. I don't know if one person that wasn't, everybody that called me said I'm watching the hockey game. I don't know if anybody that wasn't. And you're going to be proud of that game for 50 years as you grow older. I mean, it was amazing. So we love you guys. Congratulations. And I hope to see you, Cash, Tuesday night. And I want to shake hands. I'm going to shake hands with everybody. But I got to shake hands with that goalie.
We'll see you Tuesday night, Mr. President.
See you Tuesday night.
I'm driving the bus, boss. We're bringing the
President Trump calling the men's hockey team, the Olympic hockey team, and congratulating them. And look, there's been a lot of leftist meltdown. We'll talk about Keith Olbermann in just a second, but he made the reference to the women's team. He said, you know, I've got to, I think he was joking. I've got to have to, the women won gold, I'm going to have to invite the women's team as well, as you know, otherwise I'll be impeached. And that was a joke, and he didn't mean anything by it, but, you know, that was taken the wrong way, and now the left is melting down. All these feminists out there saying that, you know, that he felt obligated to, he didn't call the women in the locker room. I would say this, I can't remember her name, but there's one female member of the women's hockey team that was critical of the Trump administration policies. It didn't make a lot of publicity, but there was at least one. But the women were invited, and the women declined to attend. They said they had academic and other professional commitments. When the President of the United States calls and invites you to the White House to celebrate your Olympic gold, you should go. You should go. Even if you don't like him, if you don't agree with him, you should go. How many times will you get, this is honor of a lifetime, to go to the White House and be honored, or go to the State of the Union, and I'm sure that they'd have been treated with great respect, as the men's team was, but of course, I think they succumbed to the pressure, as the women's soccer team has, in the past of this kind of stuff. So, all right, more on that coming up. And Jimmy's famous seafood going viral in just a second. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And we're back in business today now on the Beltway West Side, 795 down to Frederick Road. And within the next 45 minutes or so, the sun will be a factor with that, looking at the outer loop right at Route 40. Some of the areas south and east in the next 45 minutes. Bright sunshine, no clouds this morning, and that's going to be a factor with some of the snow still on the ground in and around the area. Parkville side of the Beltway starting to fill in as well. 895 now at the old Harbor Tunnel. Those delays, just the usual backups now right around the Erdman Avenue ramp from there through the tunnel to Child Street at the toll plaza. 15, maybe 20 minutes, but more like 15 southbound. And we're up to about 5 or 6 minutes now and building very quickly on 95 south at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway is leaving Northern Virginia. It's on the inner loop at the American Legion Bridge. And you have to hold your nose there as you're going across, as you know. But it is blocked.
Take a clothespin.
I ain't lying. This public service announcement. So, yeah, that's on the inner loop, crowding the right lane at the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Be aware of some icy spots here this morning on driveway sidewalks, you know, some of the back roads, especially bridges and ramps could have some remaining ice. So be careful. Slow it down. Keep it safe. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. Highs will be in the upper 30s. And right now, tonight, we'll be back down to the upper 20s. We're into low 20s this morning. 22 in Reisterstown. It is 27 on Ocean City, and they're still digging out on the eastern shore. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
You know, it's like Daddy arrived and he's taking his belt off, you know.
When Chuck takes his belt off, people scatter. I mean, you know.
My father never spanked me one time.
I got the belt once. And it was here in Baltimore.
We had a paddle with holes in it.
Me and my friend, Tommy, we were hiding, playing hide and seek, except we found a really good spot and we weren't, nobody could find us.
Oh.
And we thought it was a game, and it wasn't a game.
They panicked.
They panicked, they did. And so they finally, we finally, I guess, gave up the ghost, and boy, I got it.
Can I ask where the hiding spot was?
It was in like this, we lived in an apartment. And there was like a crawl space in the back where the stairs were.
Oh, jeez.
And so, and they kept their trash cans. We were behind the trash cans.
Wow.
I wish I had a video of that. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was. I got it back.
Available now.
I got to wait till your father gets home, that time.
Oh, sure.
And when I did, it was, you know, I couldn't sit down for like a half a day. But I never did it again. Yeah, so great respect to him.
Can I step in and take that job for
you? Yeah, you can anytime. By the way, Frosted Flakes has given their 90s Hey Tony jingle in update. So I'm going to play the original for you, and then I'm going to play the update. You can tell me which one you like.
Hey Tony! I like what you do. Hey Tony!
They'll never find us.
Okay, I want to tell you about my day one homie, his name Tony. My mama introduced us having breakfast in the morning. Before we went to school on Saturday, before the games. By then, you had the whole hood screaming out your name.
Hey, Tony!
I really like the things you do. I got stripes, so to say, I'm kind of just like you. Having cereal, remember, them was simpler times as a kid. Watching cartoons or going outside with my friends. In the jungle, ain't no need for a gym. Until Tony told me how to release the tiger within. Ever since it's been straight. Wrist bowl, frost. Flex, I got a lot on my plate. Every day we get the chance to wake up and motivate. So I had to ask Tony, tell me what you got to say. What you got to tell the kids to keep their confidence in place. Tell them that they did. Yeah.
Hey,
I really like the things you do.
Hey,
all the kids want to be.
All right, we got the idea. So that's the new version versus the 90s version.
I don't like either of them.
All right, you're being honest. I just remember from Tony the Tiger. What was it? Ravenscroft? They're great. That was the only thing I liked about the Frosted Flakes. I didn't like the jingles.
And he sang Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, that's right. He was. Absolutely.
Yeah, Thurl Ravenscroft.
Right.
What a Wow, what a song to announce.
What a set of pipes, huh?
Oh, my God.
Wendy's is debuting the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion and bringing back Thin Mints Frosty as well. So if you like Thin Mints Girl Scout cookies, you're going to love the Thin Mints Frosty at Wendy's.
Wow.
All right, so good stuff.
Hey, real quick, if you have a second.
Sure.
Looking at the overhead shot here at Ocean City Coastal Highway, Route 90, much better, completely plowed, roadways are wet. A lot of power outages, though, still in Ocean City and up through Delaware. So a lot of those traffic lights are still completely out. Heads up, definitely, for that.
All right, big shout out to Jimmy's Famous Seafood as they went viral yesterday after the men's hockey team victory on Sunday. They were celebrating, and then they caught up this post on X from the Huffington Post that was basically, calling out those of us that liked the patriotism and so on. Huffington Post wrote a truly awful story claiming that many Americans feel shame rooting for the U.S. at the Olympics. The outlet was proud of their story and even published it a second time, posted it on X. Didn't go particularly well because Jimmy's responded with three words, go F yourself.
My man. That.
Yeah. And, of course, then they also said there was another post about somebody whining about it and saying, go get a tampon or something. It was incredible. Jimmy's co-owner, CEO John Menadakis, was the one who fired off the post, and he did it from church, believe it or not. And we had our chuck roast at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Mike Kornblatt, who's the general manager over Jimmy's Famous Seafood, he gave an interview recently about it. Here's how it went.
My name is Mike Kornblatt. I'm here with Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're local here in Dundalk, Maryland. We've been around since 1974. It's been great, right? So obviously, you know, United States is taking the center stage right now with the Olympics. And, you know, we love just showing our patriotism, right? We're very prideful in who we are. And obviously, we support the men and women who fight for this country, both in our military and obviously with our hockey teams and our Olympic personnel. So, you know, when they won the game, we obviously, you know, we're big for that, and obviously we wanted to give them the love and gratitude they deserve. Some other news outlets wanted to show their true colors, and we just kind of subtly said, you know, hey, you know, in a nice way, you just go F yourself. So it obviously took off, and you know, it's been quite the experience. We do ship nationwide, which is a great thing that we offer, and since yesterday, I think we've had hundreds and hundreds of orders come through from all across the country, from California to Texas to New York to, you know, Pennsylvania, right up the street, right? So it's been such a tremendous response. Free crab cakes for life. So we obviously invite them to come here to enjoy them, or, you know, we ship them anywhere in the country. So if they're somewhere not in Maryland, we'll get that to them. It feels great to know that we're back, right? So the sense of America first, right? And people looking at the flag, representing the flag, and showing what our country's all about, right? We're all about freedom. And I think with everything that goes on in this country, there's a lot of divide, but there's one thing that can bring us together. It's obviously sports, crab cakes, and just unity.
What is your message to the White House? What do you offer?
Yeah, so we know that the president invited the gold medalists to the White House, and obviously they're going to need to eat, so if they are interested, we'd be happy to provide that to them. Obviously, check us out, right? If you've never heard of Jimmy's and you've never been here or you don't know what we're about, you've never even had a crab cake before, this is your chance, right? We just want to show love and support to our country and all of our, you know, following across the United States.
Here, the phone's been ringing off the hook. The orders online have been, it's been astronomical.
Fantastic.
It really has.
Good for them.
And we had great food at Chuck's Roast that night.
And a great time.
Well, we want to thank Jimmy's Famous Seafood as well. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 6:51, you're listening to KC and Company.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
You know, some have suggested that the Chuck Roast, which was held last year at Jimmy's Famous Seafood, was apparently one of the bloodiest battles since Antietam. So I just wanted to make sure people knew that what they missed. It is 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with all the latest, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
I just came in on the end of that. Who got hurt?
And I said the Chuck Roast was one of the bloodiest battles since Antietam in Maryland.
It's true. Yep, I almost fell down the steps that night after it was over. I had so much weight on my back. The northeast outer loop is starting to fill in now at Hartford Road. And now, just as I said earlier, right here at Hartford Road, that sun is just coming to the treetops there. So now anybody around I-83, over to Hartford Road, Bel Air Road, coming down the west side, anybody south and east, sky's completely clear this morning. And a little snow melt on the side. We didn't get as much snow on the western shore, but you're going to have that sun glare, and it definitely will be a problem. Right now, we're about maybe 10 minutes southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and we're working our way up to about 7 to 10 minutes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Typical ride back in business today. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway still blocks the right lane coming out of Northern Virginia on the inner loop at the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, just a cautionary note, we have some icy spots here this morning due to the wet spots that didn't really dry out, and could be bridges and ramps, etc. So make sure that you slow it down, especially on those surfaces. And as you head out the house this morning, be careful, sidewalks, and of course your driveway. Otherwise today, mostly sunny, and it's going to be up in the 30s, upper 20s for the low tonight, and then we warm up tomorrow, low 50s, and get to melt all this stuff, hopefully by the weekend. 25 right now, sunny in the city, 27 on the eastern shore at Stevensville. And you're up to date here on Casey and Company. Steven Reisterstown, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Real quick, these people that are anti-patriotic, if you want to make them 100% patriotic, you take the word freedom and you give them everything for free. I mean, here's another thing, real quick. Yesterday it snowed. I'm out working, which I have a good profession, but nobody else works. Do you know what that does to the economy? Everybody, 70% of the people stay home. It ruins restaurants, carryouts. It ruins the economy.
Well, you know, and also when there are more, takers than makers, then the that tips the cart upside down, and so an economy needs to thrive. It needs people that are generating business, and it needs customers, it needs consumers.
They wonder why things don't aren't profitable and businesses close when you give 70% of the people yep. get to stay home during a snow day. It kills you.
All right. Steve, thanks again. It's a great point. Appreciate that. 6:56. Yes, it's official. Governor Taxon, Spend More, and Aruna Miller filed officially for re-election, although it's been a long gone conclusion. But yesterday, Mackenzie Frost caught up with the governor and asked, what about all the businesses that have been left behind during your term?
But a lot of businesses and people in the state of Maryland argue that the cost of living is just too high and business regulations are pushing them out of the state, and they feel like they're being left behind despite your campaign slogan for the last 4 years. So why should people continue to vote for you?
Well, one of the reasons that we made a focus for our administration of things like permitting reform, of regulatory reform, of streamlining business growth.
Yeah, well, there hasn't been much business growth. In fact, Maryland is the second worst state to start a small business, and businesses have started to leave Maryland, especially the IT businesses, with the 3% IT tax. And then tonight's the filing deadline, 9 p.m. For office, and McKenzie asked the governor about does that mean is redistricting is DOA after tonight's deadline?
Do you think the redistricting effort will be dead by tomorrow, given the deadline?
I think that These are artificial deadlines that are put together by politicians, and I think politicians can adjust in any way that they see fit.
How does that fit for candidates, though, if they're filing for one district and that a redistricting map is potentially approved after the filing deadline?
I don't think my answer changes on that. I think that there are multiple things that elected officials and politicians could do if they wanted to make adjustments to actually fight for democracy. Now, if you don't want to fight for democracy, and you think what's happening right now with Washington, D.C. and the Trump administration, that's okay, and you can hide behind artificial deadlines. But there are absolutely things that can be done if you are not okay with what is happening from the Trump-Vance administration and you actually want to fight for democracy.
Translation, I don't really care. I don't really care if there are deadlines. I just have to get this done for my presidential ambitions. I've got to appease the National Democrats and Chuck E. Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and the rest of the progressive Marxist kooks basically have taken over control of a once great party I'm talking about decades, years and years and years ago. I want to tell you about our friends. If you have been hearing me talk about Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man for years, you're even thinking about a reverse mortgage, do yourself a favor. Stay local. Call Mark first. Mark has been specializing in reverse mortgages for over 30 years. He knows this product better than anyone else. He's already helped thousands of homeowners. And here's what I love about Mark. He does his homework up front so there are no surprises. He knows whether the loan is going to work before you even move forward. That's why there aren't any out-of-pocket expenses when you work with Mark. Now, another thing he does, he looks at the bigger picture. Are you getting your Maryland property tax credits? Are you overpaying on homeowners insurance? Those details matter. This isn't some call center loan being done over the phone in another state. Mark meets with you in your home. He takes the time to make sure you understand everything, and it's the right decision for you. So if you're ready for the get rid of your biggest monthly bill, your mortgage, put that money back in your pocket. Call Mark today, 410-788-7070. Call Mark first at 410-788-7070.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The winter-weary Northeast is getting back on its feet this morning following yesterday's record-setting snowfall that paralyzed parts of the region.
Government workers and a powerful railroad snow-clearing machine named Darth Vader are scrambling to dig out the northeastern United States from a brutal snowstorm. Forecasters are warning that another storm could be right around the corner. Meteorologists are calling Monday's storm the strongest in a decade. It dumped more than 2 feet of snow, canceling thousands of flights. Now, roads are beginning to reopen, mass transportation is coming back online, and power has returned for some of the hundreds of thousands who had lost electricity.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer says Rhode Island hit the snowfall jackpot, more than 3 feet on the ground in Providence. 2 feet was common in many other places, along with fierce winds. Widespread power outages and flight delays persist. All eyes on President Trump tonight as he delivers his State of the Union speech, offering him a big stage during a crucial midterm election year.
The president plans to highlight his achievements over the past year, including a more secure southern border and passage of major tax cut legislation. He'll also be laying out his agenda for the year ahead as Republicans will try to buck the historical pattern of the president's party losing House seats in the midterms, a trend that has persisted for 8 decades.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says tonight's Democrat response will be delivered by Virginia's newly elected governor, Abigail Spanberger. Russia unleashed its military on its smaller neighbor Ukraine 4 years ago today, and what some thought would be an easy, quick victory for the Russians has proven anything but. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 131 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey there, it's Chris, and as you know, Israel is a hot discussion point right now. I just talked about it on a panel at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. There's so many opinions and emotions surrounding the subject, and the Bible tells us, of course, I will bless those who bless you. That's not just a comforting promise, it's a clear calling from God. And today, with anti-Semitism rising around the world, the calling is more urgent than ever. At a time when Jewish communities are experiencing more hostility, more threats, more violence than ever, Christians have a real opportunity, a powerful opportunity. humanity, to respond with God's love, to say, you're not alone. When Christians choose to bless Israel, you're not entering into a political issue. You're honoring the roots of our faith and standing against hatred. Supporting Israel is more than just a belief. It's a biblical mandate. Partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you can push back against darkness and be a light to God's people. Go to ifcj.org to learn more. That's ifcj.org. Live the word. Answer the call.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop delay begins. A usual area now. We're back in business today. 795 down through Frederick Road. Pretty soon, sunshine will be a problem there at Route 40. The northeast corner is busy at Hartford Road. The inner loop at Green Spring, not too bad. JFX is okay from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. The backups have actually moved in just a bit at both the harbor tunnels. We're now just a little more than a five-minute delay at the old harbor tunnel and pretty much clear right now on 95 from O'Donnell Street into the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But in the meantime, the right tube is a little bit slow there. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway now on the shoulder, but with delays on the inner loop crossing the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are off to a cold start, so be prepared for some slick spots. Anything that melted yesterday is definitely frozen again this morning. Mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s today before temperatures fall back into the upper 20s tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
28 degrees in Owings Mills, 29 in Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The state of emergency for Salisbury has been lifted, but with ongoing power outages. The city will be closed for standard operations today. Officials say the city council meeting scheduled this evening has been canceled due to power outages in the government office building. The zoo will remain closed today. The city says trash and recycling scheduled pickup today will take place. Anyone who has city water services and needs to have their water turned off should contact the Salisbury Police Department. Fox 45 reports the high school dropout rate in the Baltimore region is increasing at an alarming rate. In Baltimore City Public Schools, the high school dropout rate has hit a 15-year high. It was told to Fox 45 News if the dropout rate's upward trend is not reversed soon, there will be dire consequences for our region. Dr. Barbara Desmond has devoted her life to public education, spending 35 years as a teacher turned administrator for Baltimore County Schools, followed by 13 years as the education chair for the Maryland State Conference, NAACP. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 710, the pick four, 1635. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary, how's the morning? I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnett and Dermer, keeping you warm all winter long, the comfort guys. Orioles, they dropped a game to the Atlanta Braves yesterday, 10-7 in Grapefruit League action. Pitching, as you might imagine, not a, a hot spot or a highlight there. In fact, the only guy that pitched well was Cade Povich, two scoreless innings, but one of the guys that got lit up yesterday was actually former Oriole Horror. Jorge Mateo had a grand slam off right-hander Cohen Aiken as part of Atlanta's 8-run sixth inning. Aiken Also was charged with 5 runs, 4 earned without recording an out in the frame. Non-roster invitee Anoli Paredes also allowed 3 runs and managed just 1 out. And so the Orioles did manage to add to their infield depth yesterday. They signed Thero Estrada to a minor league contract that includes an invitation to spring training. He had .253 with 3 home runs and 21 RBIs in 39 games with the Colorado Rockies last season. U.S. took home a record number of gold medals in the 2026 Winter Games. Team USA won 12 gold in Milan to surpass the previous record of 10 during the 2002 Olympics in Salt Lake. Both U.S. men's and women's ice hockey teams came away with gold after topping Canada in overtime. First time the men's team won it all since Miracle on Ice, the 1980 Winter Olympic Games in Lake Placid. The Americans also won 3 gold in freestyle skiing, 2 in alpine skiing, 2 in figure skating, 2 in speed skating, and 1 in bobsledding. Stars and Stripes finished with a second most medals with 33. And that's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, why can't or won't the GOP get the vote on the SAVE Act underway? Leader Thune continues to drag his feet. Maryland's AG Brown suing the DHS over the ICE detention facility in Maryland. But our top story here today, President Trump welcomed angel families to the White House yesterday and proclaimed it National Angel Families Day Act by executive order. And it was a day to remember the fallen sons and daughters of these American families. Much allowed by the ridiculous and dangerous and reckless policies of the Biden administration. You remember Lakin Riley? She was the nurse in Georgia who was stalked and murdered brutally by an illegal alien who was arrested not once but twice and was allowed to get out. Her mother, Allison Phillips, thanked President Trump, praising him yesterday for his actions.
I just can't thank you enough. You have said from the beginning, literally, the day after this happened, that you would not forget about Lakin. You weren't president at that time, and you have not forgotten. You have fought a fight that most people would not want to have to fight. Most people wouldn't. They would just say, it's just easier not to do this. And President Trump has, you are doing a thankless job that most people just wouldn't do. And I just can't thank you enough. There are just not enough words to say. Because if you've lived the nightmare that we have lived, you understand the importance of the job that he's doing and securing our nation and fighting for our families. Because this could be any family. This happened to my family. This could be any one of your families.
Yeah, and not only happened to her family, but the family of Marie Vega. Her son, a United States Marine, was gunned down by illegal aliens on her property in South Texas. She also praised President Trump for his actions.
Thank God we have you in office. Without you, America and the world would not know the consequences of open borders. Thank you for restoring law and order. Thank you for acknowledging us, the angel families. Every day I think of you and the heavy weight of a nation that you carry with you. I can't imagine what it must be like to wake up every morning, work so diligently amid attacks, and resistance from the left to deal with the craziness, the fraud, and the swamp. But you get it done day in and day out, all while finding solutions to making America great again. You absolutely amaze me. Please know that we see it, and we, the masses, your constituents, are behind you 100%.
So you got Democrats like Van Hollow and the McLean-Delaney that are boycotting the president's State of the Union address. Have you no conscience? Have you no decency? The fact that you would fight more for Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a wife beater and alleged human trafficker, than you would for the people like the likes of Lincoln Riley and Marie Vega's son, for Rachel Mourne, for Keela Hamilton, for Dakara Thompson, and all, speak volumes about your values or lack thereof. We'll hear from the president coming up shortly. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we're in Annapolis, and on your way to Annapolis, the I-97 southbound after Route 32, we were saying the bright sunshine would be a factor. Well, right here at the bridge at 178, as you're going south, the sun is right there, and it's slowing now until you get a little bit further south towards the ramps at Route 50. So case in point, there it is. Anybody south and east right now traveling, the sun is now a factor, not even really a cloud in the sky anywhere, so you need to be prepared for that. But everything else to Annapolis looks good. Bay Bridge, no problems. 50 at the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and over towards Roe Boulevard and through that area, all the lanes are clear. JFX has been okay this morning. Some areas now will see the bright sunshine as well. And the west side outer loop has been solid this morning. Definitely back in business. 795 going down the hill towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 weather authority forecast, wet spots and icy. And again, this is something that could cause some problems on bridges and ramps, but otherwise today it's going to be a nice day, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 30s. Tonight we get one more cold night for a while, upper 20s. Then tomorrow we start warming up. It'll probably be partly sunny and highs in the low 50s. Right now it's sunny, 26 in Glen Burnie, 26 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, tonight, 9 o'clock, State of the Union Address. President Trump will address the nation. You'll hear it here live here on WCBM, as well as the Democrat response given by Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger, the former CIA spook. But it's all about President Trump. Yesterday at the Angel Family's Proclamation Day, where the president had a number of Patty Moore and Rachel Moore's mother was there, Tammy Noble's, Keela Hamilton's mother was there. He talked about kind of, he's mentioned this before, because, you know, they did send another assassin to take President Trump out over the weekend, and that assassin was also taken out, and we're learning more and more very disturbing things about this individual. And not until we can confirm it all, we'll keep it under wraps for now. But he did kind of surmise how much time he might have left.
We have a country that's now doing well. We have the greatest economy we've ever had. We have the most activity we've ever had. I'm making a speech tomorrow night, and you'll be hearing me say that. I mean, it's going to be a long speech because we have so much to talk about. But Americans like Lakin and Grant and Javier and Joshua, Rocky, Rachel, Kayla, these are great people, and we're never going to forget them. I'll never forget them. I don't know how long I'll be around. Got a lot of people gunning for me, don't I? Huh? But I will not forget them. I'm never going to forget them. And I just think you're among the most brave people. I meet a lot of brave people. I meet warriors. I give out Congressional Medals of Honor where people recommend, like these two in front of me are so wonderful, but they recommend, and I meet the greatest people. But this is a group of people that, for whatever reason, I just feel maybe the warmest about. So at least you have one friend, and we don't understand why you don't have many, and maybe you will. I don't know. So I'm going to go sign the proclamation, and then we're going to sit in the audience. I'm going to sit with you for the reading of the victims' names. And I'll then depart to a song sung by our incredible talented military, amazing grace. Okay? Sound good?
That version did brought tears to a lot of families who were in attendance there. And that one line about, I don't know how long I'm going to be around. I got a lot of people gunning for me. I mean, three, four assassination attempts already. And you just keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Whether you agree or disagree with him politically, this is not the way this country operates. Unfortunately, the other party is they let millions of illegal aliens in. They welcome them with open arms, and some of those illegal aliens went on to murder Americans. And President Trump said if the election wasn't rigged, this wouldn't have happened.
If that election wasn't rigged, every single one of the people in this room right now would not be here. You'd be home with your son, daughter, family.
And he also pointed out that we can stop this. Obviously, he's secured the border. Obviously, they're trying to deport as many as the criminal illegal aliens as they can. But we need the SAVE Act.
They won't approve voter ID. They won't approve proof of citizenship. They won't approve no mail-in ballots, even though they know it's crooked as hell.
Indeed. And the president also should tonight explain what he's trying to do with reinstate the American system and form of government and the economy, something he has called the Republican New Deal.
Their proposal was to raise taxes very substantially. And our proposal, which is in the great, big, beautiful New Deal, it's a New Deal in its own way. It's a Republican version of the New Deal. Right behind you is a nice picture of FDR. This is a much better deal than the FDR deal.
Yeah, much better deal. President Trump will fill two massive court vacancies as he continues to shape the federal judiciary. Also poo-pooed a number of fake news media being circulating that General Daniel Kane, Raisin Kane, is against going to war in Iran, all these targeted strikes, blah, blah, blah. He basically, on Truth Social, just disavowed any of that as fake news. And he'd rather have a peace deal. He'd much rather have to do it with diplomacy than with force. But he's prepared to do whatever is necessary to bring Iran to heel, as he should. J.P. Morgan making a humiliating admission in Trump's $5 billion debanking suit. Yeah, after J6, they debanked him. Now let's see him pay up. And FedEx, I used to be a FedEx fan until they were the ones that pulled the plug on FedEx Stadium and helped Dan Snyder get rid of the Washington Redskins name. So I choose to use other carriers. But now they're the first ones to seek a refund on the Trump's tariffs after the Supreme Court ruling. Again, just keep that in mind. And we'll take a look. President Trump predicting the Supreme Court will find a way to come to the wrong conclusion on the birthright citizenship. You can tell he's steaming after that recent Supreme Court decision. And we'll talk about that a little more in just a second. But that's the way it went down, 401 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
It's 7:21, and joining us now from the law office of Michael A. Friedman is Counselor Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Sean, good morning. How you doing today?
We are doing fine. We're good as gold, as we like to say right now.
Yeah, right. Okay, so this morning I want to talk about a crazy accident case. I've actually had a couple of these specific cases. Now, this accident case occurred in Glen Burnie, Anne Arundel County, about 2 years ago. And last week I was able to settle the case during mediation. So here are the facts of this case. My client, 65-year-old female, she was getting a manicure at a business in Glen Burnie, right off Ritchie Highway. It's in a strip shopping center where the parking lot comes right up to the business. So my client's in her chair getting her nails done, and all of a sudden she sees a car going through the building coming at her. So what happened was the defendant was trying to reposition himself in the parking spot and unfortunately hit the accelerator, and his car went through the glass, smashed the window, smashed into my client's chair as she was getting her nails done, and knocked her to the ground. Really scary. Fire, EMS, police come to the scene. My client's transported by ambulance to a hospital. So she's suffering from right knee, neck, and shoulder pain. And it turns out at the hospital, she's given an MRI, which shows that she's got a torn right meniscus. So she goes to physical therapy for about 5 months, and this is an otherwise very healthy healthy 65-year-old, no priors. And she's an avid jogger. Because of this incident, this accident, she can no longer jog. So she's got, you know, significant pain and suffering. She couldn't walk up and down stairs for quite some time. So we filed the lawsuit in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court. We did mediation, which my father had talked about last week, and we talked about before. It's a non-binding process. It's a great process. So we were able to get the case settled for six figures. My client was very happy, and we didn't have to go to trial and spend all the money, and she was, you know, it's a much more informal process. So, folks, if you've been in any type of accident, give me a call, 410-363-6848. We will get you a terrific settlement. We are here for you. 365-24-7. So check out our website, maflaw.com. Everybody stay safe, but I stay safe, guys, and we will talk to you next week, Sean.
All right, Stephen, thanks so much. That is an interesting case. Appreciate that. And don't forget the website, maflaw.com, or 410-363-6848. Toll-free 1-800-782-7203 for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. 723, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, no reports of any problems, but really both sides of the parkway right here, coming north at 197, coming south through Arundel Mills, Route 100, down through the same area. A lot of traffic there. A lot of folks went back to work today. Obviously didn't work yesterday. The roadway conditions are dry. Even the ramp traffic here looks perfectly fine right now. Some sunshine for the traffic south and east in a lot of the areas, and that's a big factor. But right now, the parkway, I think just most of these people are coming back to work from yesterday, and they're all arriving pretty much at the same time. So we'll just factor that in. No major issues on the Beltway where the bright sunshine is. That's the factor. The outer loop at Hartford Road would be the normal delay. And at last check at both the harbor tunnels, the lanes were open. 895 was backing up a little bit into the area of the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm looking at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and all four lanes there are clear. And just a quick check at the old harbor tunnel right at O'Donnell Street. Yeah, a little bit slow there going into 895 southbound with some delays and some brake lights, but with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it's going to be mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 30s, temperatures tonight, upper 20s, and then warming up tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the low 50s, and right now 26 in Glen Burnie, and it's 25 in Parkville. Ethan Carreri is a former NYPD police officer, now works in Florida. He was at the Angel Families Gathering yesterday to talk about Lakin Riley's murderer.
Mr. President, it's an honor to be here today. It's an honor to be speaking with you guys. My name is Ethan Carreri. I'm a police officer in Palm Beach County, Florida, and a former New York City police officer. While serving the New York City Police Department, I personally arrested Jose Ibarra for endangering the welfare of a child. A few months later, I saw his face again in the news after he viciously murdered Lakin Riley. I did my job. I put him in custody. The system failed. No detainer, no accountability, no deportation, and an innocent American life was taken. If you enter our country illegally, there will be consequences under this administration. The American citizens must always come first. To Lakin Riley's family, your loss should have never happened. We owe it to you and every American family to enforce our laws, secure our border, and protect innocent lives. Mr. President, thank you so much for having me here today, and thank you for all you've done for our country. Thank you.
And after a number of family members spoke up, we just only had a time for just a couple here this morning, but President Trump finally took to the microphone and addressed the families that were gathered at the White House.
I don't know why the news doesn't want to hear it. The Democrats don't want to hear it. The radical left, they don't want to hear it. What's not to hear? We want to stop murderers and criminals from coming into our country. I watch the mayor of Minneapolis. I watch these people saying, we want to protect murderers. I don't get it. Something's sick. They're sick. Can't have a country like that. So we appreciate the bravery of everybody in this room, actually. And Christy, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Tom in particular for we have a border that's 100% closed now. 100%. So Lakin's story is even more tragic because her death was completely preventable. This shouldn't have happened. Guy should never have been here. Not only should her killer not have been released into our country in the first place, but he was released a second time after being arrested in New York City.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think when he says that people are sick, I agree with him. Take a phone call here from Melissa in Severna Park. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, John. Please understand, this is nothing that's new. I'm born and raised in San Diego. In 1987, I had one of my closest friends killed by an illegal alien drunk driving in a stolen vehicle. And the gentleman got 7 years in deportation. That was his sentence. So while this might be new for people across the nation, for those of us who've grown up close to the border, this isn't anything new. And that's almost 40 years ago. So you would think things would have improved. But in fact, it's gotten worse. And that's why the SAVE Act is so important. If we're going to keep our voter rolls clean and let the people in the United States who are citizens actually determine the growth of our country, we can't continue to go down the path that we are, because it's destruction.
Yeah, indeed, you're right. And San Diego, other border, it's only an hour really from the border, and spent some time there out at Pacific Beach. But love San Diego, but California's unfortunately gone. But you're right, California, Arizona, New Mexico, parts of Texas, obviously, all these border states have been living with this nightmare now for decades. And it started when Reagan gave amnesty to the 3 million that turned into 30 million. And then the 96 Immigration Act, which has not been enforced. This president is the first president in my lifetime that's actually enforcing immigration laws. And that's sad. It really is when you get right down to it. Melissa, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Get your input on that. Town Appliance, you got to go see Mayor and Mayor. They run the place, and they have incredible display, over 70 different brands of your favorite appliances from all kinds of budgets, whether you're on a strict budget or if money is no expense. They got it all for you, and it's all on display there and set up in kitchens. You have to go and see it to appreciate it. And they have five-star customer service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life. So check them out. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Right now it's time for the latest news headlines once again with the update. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Jamie Raskin of Maryland and a representative of Virginia are bringing family members of a Jeffrey Epstein survivor to the State of the Union speech tonight. Sky and Amanda Roberts are the brother and sister-in-law of the late Virginia Roberts Gouffre, who was instrumental in bringing Epstein's crime to light. Raskin is grateful that they accepted the offer to honor Virginia's memory and lead a chorus of voices demanding truth and justice. He says it's the opposite of what Donald Trump and Pam Bondi have been working for in their shocking cover-up. Virginia Gouffre took her own life in 2025. Sky and Amanda Roberts will watch from the gallery above the House floor as the president delivers his speech. And the 2026 Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association basketball tournament begins in Baltimore today. The CIAA women's and men's teams will play in the single elimination tournament at CFG Bank Arena from today through Saturday, February 28th. The CIAA is the oldest black athletics conference in the country. Last year, the tournament generated more than $100 million in economic impact for the city. And Fox 45 reports state lawmakers are once again taking up a long-debated issue, whether customers should be able to buy beer and wine where they buy groceries. Maryland is currently one of only four states banning those types of sales in grocery stores. The recently introduced Alcoholic Beverages and Modernization Act of 2026 looks to change that. While several past attempts failed, this proposal comes with tighter restrictions, including banning self-checkout and delivery options, heightened security presence required in the alcohol sales area, and stores needing to be located at least 300 feet from schools
or places of worship. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new problem on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It is northbound coming up into the Toll Plaza area and just north of the Steel Bridge, the K-Trust Bridge, coming up to Child Street and Frank First Avenue. The fire department is there. They're blocking the left-hand lane. Already in the last 10 minutes, the backup went all the way back to the split at I-97. So as you're coming up to Poteet Street, when you get there and onto the Steel Bridge, single lane only to the right with the fire department in the left-hand lane northbound on 895. If you haven't committed yet to the Old Harbor Tunnel, you can stay up onto the Beltway, pick up the Fort McHenry Tunnel as a detour route. All of our normal delays on the Beltway this morning, fighting the bright sunshine in a lot of the areas. JFX last check was still clear with a little more traffic moving south from the city county line. And both the tunnels southbound are looking at delays now, a little more than 10, maybe 15 minutes, both on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are off to a cold start, so be prepared for some slick spots. Anything that melted yesterday is definitely frozen again this morning. Mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s today before temperatures fall back into the upper 20s tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the morning off. I'm Sean Casey for Stein on Sports. Well, the Orioles drop a Grapefruit League game to the Braves, 10-7. Vance Honeycutt hit a two-run homer, his first in Grapefruit League play. Pitching was awful yesterday, but they did add to their infield depth. They signed Thiago Estrada to a minor league contract, includes an invitation to spring training. He had .253 with three home runs and 21 RBIs in 39 games of the Rockies last season. Speaking of Baltimore teams, the Ravens landed a bunch of players in the top 100 NFL players. Actually, it's a Pro Football Focus 101 players. Kyle Hamilton, number 9. Other Ravens include at number 84, Tyler Linderbaum, the center. Defensive tackle Travis Jones at number 90. Running back Derrick Henry at number 98. But no Lamar Jackson. Interestingly, he was number 1 in last year's rankings. And now to go from ranked number 1 to unranked is, as you might imagine, raising a few eyebrows. Worth noting the rankings are based solely on performance grades for this particular season, not past or future play is considered. Cleveland Browns edge rusher Myles Garrett finished number 1. Caps back on the ice tomorrow night. They have a key contributor back as they'll take on the Flyers on home ice. Washington activated goalie Charlie Lindgren from injured reserve. He was hurt during the team's win over the Red Wings back in January. And so they'll have another netminder back in the fray, as they say. Some winners and losers from the Winter Olympic Games. Obviously, Team USA, men's and women's hockey teams, the winners. The Team Canada, the losers. Team USA figure skating, winners, because they won a gold. The quad god from Virginia tumbled badly and finished way down the rankings. Breezy Johnson wins a gold downhill. Svi Irving was one of those skiers that mouthed off against the Trump administration. Jack Hughes, obviously, a winner for the U.S. Nathan MacKinnon, the whiner, loser for the Canadians. Mike Sullivan, a winner. The coach of the U.S. men's hockey team, John Cooper, he was complaining about the rules. in a loss. You don't want to do that. Megan Keller, the game-winning goal for the women. Hunter Hess, the guy that didn't feel comfortable representing his country while skiing, was a loser. I think Milan itself was a loser, and booing Vice President Vance. L.A. will be the winner for the 28th Summer Olympics. Another winner is Alyssa Liu, winning the gold in figure skating. Amber Glenn, who criticized the president and the administration for not being friendly to Rainbow Mafia folks, and then after losing, blaming her menstrual cycle, is one of our losers. And kudos to Jordan Stolz, who won three golds in the 500 and the 1,000-meter speed skating and got a silver. I'm sorry, three medals, two golds, and one silver in the 1,500. And that is, again, a look at winners and losers here on Sign On Sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com. But if you do want to play a match wits against with the panel here, give us a call. Reserve your spot right now. So, once again, Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown is trying to reach into his inner Brian Frosch and... basically channel Brian Frosch, because remember Brian Frosch would sue. Well, the saying was wear a drop of the hat because he would, as soon as you know, you wear a hat because he would at a drop of one, and that's exactly what Brian Frosch would do every day. There'd be a new lawsuit filed against the Trump administration. Well, now the latest is the Maryland Attorney General has announced he's suing the DHS and President Trump after the state the Washington County, out in Williamsport, Maryland, allowed the federal government to purchase a $102 million warehouse, and there are plans to transform the building into an immigrant processing facility that would house nearly 1,500 illegal aliens. The facility would be one of 16 new facilities in the country. And Washington County leaders formally backed federal immigration authorities earlier this month. However, Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown has other ideas.
We're asking the court to halt construction and operation of this facility. We're asking the court to require a proper environmental review with full public input. And we're asking the court to declare that what the administration did here was unlawful.
And county leaders are saying, look, generally the federal government does not need to respect local zoning regulations that conflict with federal mandates. Washington County is not able to legally restrict the federal government's ability to proceed. And they're right. Based on federal mandates, based on the Supremacy Clause, this is just, you know, what they're trying to do is delay this, trying to tie this up in court. And that's what. So let's follow the logic here. Democrats don't like it when illegal aliens, many of them criminals, when they're detained and housed in temporary facilities in like 50, 60 in a room. They hold press conferences about that. They have up in New Jersey, they've stormed ICE detention facilities to the point. They have assaulted a federal immigration officer. So they don't like it, you know, when they're detained there. They don't like it when they're out in the communities in Minneapolis or Little Mogadishu, unfortunately, because of a radical leftist that try to use their cars as missiles and run over agents and end up getting shot dead because they won't let 287G programs allow ICE to detain these individuals in jailhouses where they're already secure, not out in the communities. And, you know, it's the hypocrisy here is the point is two things. They hate Trump, and it clouds every piece of logic, if ever, they have. And two, is when you get right down, they love illegal aliens more than they do law-abiding citizens of the United States. So that's true of Anthony Brown. You would think this is a guy that wore the uniform, but we're now saying there are a lot of real folks at radical leftists that somehow use the military as a form of education because they probably didn't want to pay to get one. And they use the military to get their education, and then they go back, and this is how they repay the country. And they repay it by stupid, and this is a stupid lawsuit. But that's what you expect from Anthony Brown. Fighting over the ICE facilities, which I think does raise the good constitutional question. He's about ready to get, I think, a lesson in constitutional law when it comes to the Supremacy Clause and federal government and federal mandates when it is their job to protect the nation. That is what they are tasked with. That's what the president is tasked with. That's what Congress is tasked with. These are duly passed and signed laws. Passed by Congress, signed by presidents, accepted laws of the land. You had deportations going on under Democrat presidents, Barack Hussein Obama, and under, of course, Republican presidents as well. So it doesn't matter what your political stripe is, but this is just Trump derangement syndrome. And unfortunately, many Democrats now, most Democrats are infected with this madness. And Anthony Brown is one of them. 743 traffic weather on the threes. You want to play Choose Your Fake News? Now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Chance for you to pick up some WCBM merchandise. Right now, the latest on traffic. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Suburnese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Big delay here, 895 northbound. If you're back in Glen Burnie or you're coming up I-97 and you're thinking about 895 North, I wouldn't do it right now. We're backed up all the way back to the spur at I-97 and maybe even a little bit beyond that. So that's a long delay. It's only a single lane to the right. The wreck is before the toll plaza on 895 North. When you get to the K-Trust Bridge, that's the big steel bridge right there. You're in the right lane only at that point. And I think probably back to the tail end of this could be 20 minutes at least for the traffic northbound. So maybe pick up the Beltway and use 95 North or the Parkway and then pick up the Fort McHenry Tunnel from there and you'll be around that area. Beltway still fighting the heavy traffic. Everybody back to work today. The roads much better today. Fighting the bright sunshine for anybody traveling south and east through the area. Winter driving, as we know, is very hard on your vehicle. Maybe now you get everything checked after all the snow and ice and everything. Stop by and see Bernie at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be, icy today. Otherwise, mostly sunny in the morning and highs in the upper 30s. Overnight temperatures are going to be in the upper 20s. Tomorrow's high in the low 50s. And right now we're looking at, it's a sunny, nice morning, bright morning. We are 26 degrees in Baltimore, 27 in Glen Burnie. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got Tyson in Baldwin. Tyson, I understand you are 12 years old. Is that right? Hello, Tyson? Are you there? I hear voices in the background, so if you have your radio on, you want to turn it down because the delay will confuse you. Tyson going once? Hello?
Maybe turn chicken.
Yeah, okay, Tyson. Something happened there. Tyson jumped off the in a car, so maybe fell out of the cell.
Or the bell rang.
Case, maybe. Call us back tomorrow, Tyson. All right, here we go. We're just going to do the panel today. And here we go. Story number one. For the second day in a row, Gavin Newsom has managed to insult a predominantly black audience. This one at a black church in Georgia while appearing on a campaign stump. He apparently was at a fried chicken dinner when the governor pulled out his own bottle of hot sauce and poured the hot sauce on the chicken and told attendees that I like it just like you. Doesn't get any more delicious than hot sauce on the fried chicken.
Who does he think he is? Hillary Clinton?
Story two. Children at a Muslim center in Philadelphia have been discovered singing, "We'll chop off your heads," in an apparent reference to Jewish people in a video that was recorded a couple of years ago but is just now surfacing online. And story three, Democratic lawmakers in the New Jersey General Assembly have introduced legislation titled the Fight Unlawful Conduct and Keep Individuals and Communities Empowered Act, whose acronym spells out a subtle message, the F-ICE Act, that establishes a state-level civil course of action. All right, is it story one, Newsom insults black crowd a second day in a row with pulling out hot sauce and putting it on fried chicken. Story two, Muslim children sing about chopping off the heads of Jewish folk and martyrdom. Or story three, Democrats introduce the F-ICE Act in the New Jersey General Assembly. All right, Chuck, we'll kick it off with you.
Well, I know he's an idiot, but I'll go with one.
All right, Chuck goes for story one. Kristen?
Yeah, I mean, sadly, I think I can believe both two and three, and I did not hear Newsom's second faux pas, so I'll say one as well.
All right, and Maggie?
I second that.
All right, Maggie goes for number one.
Number one is false.
All right, okay, very good. Story one, yeah, Gavin does a lot of stupid things, but not 2 days in a row. That is our fake news story of the day.
And Tom Levin, by the way, just texted me, he said, not everybody missed the Tyson chicken joke. When I said maybe Tyson was chicken.
I got it.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I always root in your corner.
Yeah,
honey.
See, we have standards here on the show. We like to reward excellence.
We have standards.
What am I going to be
right.
Rewarded?
Oh, that brings the question how did Chuck get on the show in the first place?
See how it is?
Yes, indeed.
Present.
We all got it. We all did.
All got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
want to make sure
it.
You all got it.
We're focusing on the missing chicken. And Tyson. No, I don't mean to call him a chicken, because I just think something happened to the cell phone.
Right.
So, all right, Chuck, thank you. Appreciate that. 7:48. Keep it listening. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Maryland Home and Garden Show coming up within minutes here on Casey and Company. Top of the hour, graduation rates are dropping statewide, and we keep throwing more money at the problem. You know, in New York, they're spending $35,000 a year on children. We're now up to $23,000, so I think we're still in the top five. But what are we getting for our results? We'll take a look at that story. Also, Maryland's foster care system is absolutely broken. Finally, we get an admission, this time from CNN, that blue cities are in trouble. And the reason why is something we've been saying for a long, long time. It has to do with the Democrat Party. So all that and more, including your calls and comments. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The fallout of the revelations contained in the Epstein files continues to rock Britain. Labour peer and former British ambassador to the U.S., Lord Peter Mandelson, has been arrested on suspicion of committing misconduct in public office. It's the same charge that they hit Prince Andrew with, and he's facing a life prison. He was pictured being led from his London home by plainclothes police officers. Scotland Yard has been investigating allegations that he passed sensitive government and market information to Jeffrey Epstein when he was business secretary. So, again, he's now going to face trial, much like Prince Andrew. This has nothing to do with the sex trafficking claims and the criminal activities with underage women, young girls, in the Epstein circle. So, you wonder if they're trying to shut people up as they get closer and closer to the truth. That would be my guess. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
7:53, time for traffic, weather on the threes once again with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, northbound 895, still the problem, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Northbound, the accident just before you get to the toll plaza, right at the north end of the K-Trust Bridge, still blocking the left-hand lane with the activity there. That's forcing everybody to the right-hand side and a single lane. The backup was all the way back through the spur at I-97, so again, you have an option if you want to take the Beltway, go up and pick up 95 north to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Not a bad option. You can also take 95 north and pick up 95 there. Coming in the city, report that there may be a broken down vehicle, outer loop near the ramp at Reisterstown Road. The report says right lane. We have no cameras that are working at Reisterstown Road and the Beltway, so we have to wait to get a confirmation on that. Everybody else on the Beltway is all jammed up, including now the inner loop, very heavy traffic through Green Spring and over to the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny day today, and again, highs up to 30s, tonight up to 20s for the low. Tomorrow we warm up into the low 50s, looks like it's going to be nice and toasty here for the next couple of days at least. You never know. Winter is not done with us yet. Right now, sunny, 26 in Middle River, and it is a 27 in Millersville. And let's take a phone call here from Johnny in Hamilton. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Okay, I'll make it short and quick. This alarming rate of high school dropout is due to lack of fundamentals. Mississippi just came out, guess what? They're number one in the nation in reading and math skills.
Yeah, and I think wasn't our current superintendent, Kerry Wright, the former superintendent there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what happens is, in Mississippi, they first start with phonetics. That means pronounce, spell, using a sentence correctly. They also go by rote math. That's all just memorization. You've got to have a building block. I'm an ex-graduate from Poly. You've got to have the basics first. They rose from 49th to the first in the space of over, it took 10 years. The causal factor, though, was their legislature turned from predominantly Democrat to Republican and a Republican governor.
Bingo. And they're not beholden to the teachers unions, right, which basically want more administrators and less instruction on the classroom. Johnny, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. We got a run. I got a contest to run here, but thanks so much. You make a great point. Maryland Home and Garden Show returns this morning at Fairgrounds Cow Palace. It'll be two full weekends, not this weekend. It's February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through March 8th. More than 400 trusted local experts ready to help with remodeling and all your home improvements. Fully designed feature gardens and kitchens, bathrooms, flooring, outdoor living, you name it, they've got it at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Right now, a pair of tickets to give away. First caller, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, the Maryland Home and Garden Show at the Timonium Fairgrounds that is running through the Cow Palace, 28th through March 1st, and March 6th through March the 8th. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning here on the show, but call now if you're interested in getting those tickets. I wanted to mention two things. There's a couple of bills out there that have been brought to my attention. I think you need to know about House Bill 239 and Senate Bill 36. Okay, the bill is called the Starter in Silver Homes Act. It will allow multiple townhouses wherever single-family detached houses are currently allowed. It will allow all owners of improved lots in existing subdivisions to create up to three additional lots each. Lot size, building size, even the appearance of materials used in the new homes built within existing neighborhoods will be regulated by the state of Maryland. If elected, this law will take away county control over zoning and land use regulations, not just for Calvert County or Baltimore County, but for the entire state, all Maryland counties. While amendments are being proposed that would lessen the impacts on smaller rural counties, this could be quickly and quietly rescinded in the future. Rarely, if ever, has a state ever imposed such draconian measures on local jurisdictions, setting a dangerous, I think a very dangerous precedent. The purpose is admirable, to provide more affordable housing. Who could be against affordable housing for young families and individuals looking for starter homes, blah, blah, blah. But it fails to take into account what local jurisdictions like this one in Baltimore County are already doing to address these housing needs, and fails to consider how the state might help rather than hinder our local efforts. I think the biggest concern here is the fact that the proposed law is likely to trigger a rapid escalation in residential growth, especially in rural counties. So that's, again, House Bill 239, Senate Bill 36, the Starter and Silver Homes Act. My friends at Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you again of Rescue Orazine. It is one of our best sellers, and that's because it really does work. It helps to regulate blood pressure, helps to provide sustainable energy throughout your day. It is about cellular repair, so everything in our body, from our hearts to our brains to our other organs, bones, skin, everything comes from the health of your cells. So you want to make sure that your cells are operating efficiently and you have that sustainable energy, not relying on false stimulants like coffee and energy drinks. So buy one, get one free today. Use the code MyEnergy. Order Rescue Orazine. Buy one, get one free. MyEnergy is the code. 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-262-5483. Online, res-q.com. Congratulations to Michael Thomas, winner of our Home and Garden Show tickets.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Securing the southern border, just one of the accomplishments that President Trump is expected to highlight when he goes prime time tonight delivering his State of the Union speech. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the president will be facing a somewhat skeptical American public.
In a shift from last year's Capitol Hill speech, the president is underwater when it comes to his job approval. According to the Real Clear Politics average of 12 major polls, a majority of voters disapprove of Donald Trump, 56% to 43%. And even though the president will be highlighting his actions on the economy, only about 41% of Americans give him positive marks on keeping prices in check. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In light of the Supreme Court's ruling striking down the president's global tariffs, FedEx is suing the Trump administration. The package delivery giant seeks a full refund for tariffs it has paid. Today marks the fourth anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The attack makes other European countries anxious about their own sovereignty. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
How and when this conflict ends is going to affect everybody in the United Kingdom. For a very long time, which is why it's so important that we make sure that it's a just and lasting peace. And Ukraine is very much the front line of our freedom.
More than a dozen senior European officials are visiting Kiev in a show of support for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russian President Putin has not broken Ukrainians, as he has not won this war. The snowblower shovels and plows working overtime in the snowy northeast this morning. Utility crews are on the job as well, working to restore power to tens of thousands of utility customers. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 46 points, NASDAQ futures 48 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the accident has cleared now from 895 northbound. It was just at the north end of the steel bridge coming into the toll plaza. Sat there for about a little more than 30 minutes or so as you're coming north on 895, probably closer to 45 minutes. They had injuries there. They had all kind of stuff going on. But now that has cleared, and we're moving both the northbound lanes again. And just look back, and we're still backed up even beyond the split at I-97. So if you're right there, you're coming up from the parkway, you're coming up I-97 onto the tunnel throughway, you're going to start to move, but it's going to take a little while for all of that to clear out on the northbound side. So we'll keep an eye on that. Both the tunnels southbound running right now with about a 20-minute delay on 895 south, and 95 is slowing near the Eastern Avenue Bridge. The broken-down vehicle outer loop near the ramp at Reisterstown Road is cleared, but with the normal delays on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are off to a cold start, so be prepared for some slick spots. Anything that melted yesterday is definitely frozen again this morning. Mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s today before temperatures fall back into the upper 20s tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
26 degrees in Pikesville and 28 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinnie Steo. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation says drivers can expect heavy traffic volumes downtown during the CIAA basketball tournament at CFG Bank Arena. The tournament games will be held throughout the week, and downtown drivers should plan ahead for possible traffic congestion and delays. In addition, there will be lane closures in place around the arena, affecting parts of Howard, Lombard, Baltimore, and Pratt Streets. Those attending the CIAA festivities are encouraged to use the free Charm City Circulator, and the Orange Route will take riders directly to the arena. Annapolis police are investigating a strong-arm robbery at the Annapolis Mall. Officers were called to the food court entrance on Friday evening, where the victim reported that the suspect tried to snatch his cell phone, and there was a struggle.
Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 710. The pick 4, 1635. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. For the past 9 years now, you've been on WCBM helping families plan their next big move with your exclusive programs. And for those planning ahead this year, what's your best advice?
Yeah, Sean, 9 years and thousands of great stories. Our local market is stabilized, which means home sellers need to be more prepared. With our Fix It to Sell program, home sellers can receive a free market evaluation to determine if repairs are even necessary. We have buyers in our database looking for homes that need work, but if they choose to do repairs, they can let us pay for them up front, and then they simply reimburse us when the home sells. Our Fix It to Sell program provides home sellers with a list of the best repairs that will yield the highest return. Work is performed by licensed contractors at our negotiated pricing to ensure you're getting the best deal.
That is such a great program. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteo.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles took it on the chin again last night in the Grapefruit League action, losing 10-7 to the Atlanta Braves. Pitching was awful, in a word, to say the least. But they did add some infield depth Monday, signing Tyro Estrada to a minor league contract that includes an invitation to spring training. He had .253 with 3 home runs, 21 RBIs, and 39 games with Colorado Rockies last season. On the field, the Orioles, again, got that Vance Honeycutt, a 2-run homer, his first in Grapefruit League play. Meanwhile, the Ravens landed 4 players in the top 101 players of the National Football League, according to Pro Football Focus. Coming in at number 98, running back Derrick Henry. Travis Jones, defensive tackle, is number 90. Center Tyler Linderbaum, number 84. And Kyle Hamilton, the all-pro safety, was number 9. This year's number 1 was Cleveland Browns edge rusher Myles Garrett. Last year's number 1 was Lamar Jackson. He was nowhere to be found in this year's rankings, sad to say. So that's certainly raised a lot of eyebrows. Caps back on the ice tomorrow against the Philadelphia Flyers, getting Charlie Lindgren, their goalie, back from injury. And the Wizards, again, are on the hard court this evening as they are taking on, again, I think it's the San Antonio Spurs. I lost my paper. We'll get the correct team in just a second. And that's a look at Stein on Sports. And it's brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, keeping you warm all winter long. They're known as the Comfort Guys.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys, that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It was the Atlanta Hawks, not the San Antonio Spurs, that the Wizards are facing tonight. All right. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, CNN finally admitting what we've been saying all these years about blue cities and why they are failing. You'll have to wait for that. Maryland's foster care system, I think, is irretrievably broken. They're going to need to tear this thing down and start from scratch again. Some sad numbers and stats coming out of there. But equally as sad and tragic, the grad rates are dropping statewide. We did discuss the State of the Union. If you want to weigh in on that, you can. Maryland Democrats showing they can't be a unifying force. All they want to do is disrupt, divide, and the latest would be Chris Van Hollow and April McLean Delaney not going to show up tonight. Others aren't showing as well. You know, it's interesting. The left is going after Cash Patel for drinking a beer in the men's hockey room after Olympic gold. And they were okay with Chris Van Hollen having margaritas with Kilmar Abrego Garcia. In any event, the high school dropout rate in the Baltimore region is increasing at an alarming rate. In Baltimore City Public Schools, it is hit a 15-year high. Chris Pabst at Project Baltimore reports the numbers are staggering. And he talked with Barbara Desmond, 35 years of experience as a teacher, administrator, Baltimore County Public Schools, 13 years the education chair for Maryland State Conference of the NAACP. And she says it's pretty catastrophic and the future looks grim for students in Maryland.
These children have limited prospects for their futures. And they're going to continue living probably in substandard conditions and in poverty.
Let's look at the numbers, okay? In 2021, Baltimore City Public Schools' four-year high school dropout rate stood at 12.5%. From there, according to the MSDE, the dropout rate steadily began to increase. And by 2025, it's the last year we have numbers for, that dropout rate now has surged to 20.8%. So almost a full 8-point increase. That's 67% over five school years. That's a 15-year high. And Desmond says officials should be sounding the alarm because you are condemning many children to a very bleak future if we don't act now.
The situation is worsening, and what's worse, really worse about it, is that people are accepting it.
Yeah, because there's nobody that in the Democrat Party, sad to say, Republicans at least seem to care, but they haven't been in power in this state for decades. So they really, we haven't been able to test their ideas like school choice and things of that nature. Just won't happen here. The dropout rate in Baltimore County is equally as alarming. It started off in 2021 at 8.5%. It's now risen almost 4 points to 12.2%, a 43% increase. And this all happens while money continues to surge from state lawmakers into local school districts. And again, right now the average is about $23,000 per pupil. $23,000 to have dropout rates in Baltimore City at 21% and almost 12.5% in Baltimore County. And it's statewide. It's just not these two jurisdictions. So it seems like this is the formula for the Maryland Democrats who run the show, is the worse a school system does, the more money it gets. And why is that? The question is, why is that? Are they so beholden to the teachers' unions? And have teachers' unions completely stopped caring about educating the children? As long as they get their dough, that's the only thing it seems to me that they care about. Prove me wrong. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a report of an accident now on the BW Parkway southbound between Powder Mill Road and the Goddard Space Flight Center. So anything there, even on the shoulder, is going to back us up. And the report says that we may be slow back to 198. So look out for that if you're traveling south of Route 32. We're looking live at the JFX, and they're fighting the bright sunshine coming in through the city-county line. Not really backed up to Ruxton Road, but slow after that as you get to the top of the hill before the bridge at Old Pimlico Road. 895 northbound, still recovering, but has moved up now to about Potee Street, and then from there up to the toll plaza. That's the leftover backup from the accident that cleared about 15 minutes ago. Both the tunnels southbound are still heavy with the lanes moving. There's a lot of traffic there in the big junction at 95 Russell Street and 395 downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast for your Tuesday. It is going to be sunny today, but a bit cold. And, you know, we'll start warming up tomorrow. We're expecting a high in the upper 30s tonight. Lows upper 20s. Tomorrow's high, sunny, and low 50s. Right now, sunshine, 27 in Annapolis, 25 in Pikesville. And from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, it is time for our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, for America 250 celebration. And at a request from several of our listeners, since we often play the first verse, you know, there are four verses to the Star-Spangled Banner. Four. And we only actually know the one or sing the one, but all four are very inspiring. And we'll start with the fourth verse today. This is an a cappella version of the Star-Spangled Banner's fourth verse.
Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation, blessed with victory and peace. May the hand-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the Star-Spangled Banner in triumph shall
America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality on this date in history. 1803, not a good one in my opinion, U.S. Supreme Court. It's Marbury versus Madison decision established the principle of judicial review, which gave federal courts the ability to strike down laws and actions they deem unconstitutional. And then thus began the component of judicial activism, where again ideologies of justices could then be used to interpret the Constitution as how they pleased. 1868, Andrew Johnson succeeded Abraham Lincoln. He was impeached by the U.S. House. Johnson, the first U.S. president to be impeached, was acquitted by a single vote, by one vote. 3 weeks later, ending the three-week trial in the Senate. So on this day, 1945, U.S. troops took the Philippines capital of Manila from the Japanese. In 1988, U.S. Supreme Court defended the right to satirize public figures when it voted 8-0 to overturn a $200,000 settlement awarded the Reverend Jerry Falwell over a parody of him in Hustler magazine. If you don't remember that story, Hustler depicted Jerry Falwell as a child molester in a cartoon. And that was deemed to be parody. Okay. 1991, after weeks of airstrikes, U.S.-led coalition forces began a ground campaign into Kuwait and southern Iraq as part of the Gulf War. And let's look at America 250 for today, February 24th, in our nation's history. The big 250 birthday coming up, Independence Day, this coming July.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that could be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, 10:19. Let's get a phone call here from Paul in Wilmington, Delaware. Good morning, Paul.
Man, I've had the unfortunate pleasure of driving through this disgusting city. I'll tell you what, I was on Charles Street, North Avenue. There's a big abolish ICE sign spray painted. I'll tell you, these kids may not know how to read and write, but they're excellent graffiti artists. My God, and all the trash out here. Do you guys have any pride in this city? My goodness gracious, this place is a freaking dump. Thank you.
All right. That's coming from somebody that lives in Wilmington, okay? Wilmington is, haven't been, oh, actually, I rode the train through there, and I would never have gotten off the train after what I saw riding the train through the neighborhoods of Wilmington. So Wilmington, Delaware is right there in Baltimore City as a dump. So there you have it. All right, it's 8:20 minutes after the hour. He waited a while to get unleashed on that event there. All right, still to come, Maryland lawmakers are reviving the grocery store beer and wine bill with some new restrictions. We'll tell you what they are. The foster care system is completely broken, and we have the latest on the deep state as well. Yesterday we told you a little about internal emails on the FBI and J6 and so on and so forth. So we learn more and more each day on how this coup, and the big question is, and look, I understand you get a time to break to go celebrate Olympic hockey, but the celebration is over, Cash, and for Pam Bondi, it's time to get down to brass tacks, and let's start getting let's start seeing some of these perpetrators do the walk, because they did conspire to overthrow the President of the United States and an election. In again, 3 November of 2016, and again, or 5 November, I'm sorry, 2016, and then again, they tried to take this president out on multiple occasions. So people need to be held accountable for that. It's 8:21. You're listening to KC and Company.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, 2 championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Men on things are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
They have money for everything. They got money to fight wars. They got money for ballrooms, everything. But when it comes to supporting the American people, that's now when they're crying, well, we're broke.
As you know, the White House says those sponsorships for the ballroom are separate from government money.
You're out of touch.
8:23. Excuse me. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, speaking of out of touch, we have the famous traffic, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Nice to be on your show once again.
It's nice to be on my show as well.
Yes,
I'll stop stepping all over it one day.
Yeah, maybe. You should learn your lesson by now. It's a long way from Admiral Drive, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, got it. 95 South, you're backed up right here at Moravia Road. That's trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Everybody's making up for lost time yesterday, and they're all back on the road today. Completely dry right here. There's not an issue at all. There's no snow on the shoulder, nothing. So the crews did a good job of that yesterday, got us back in business. The Eastern Shore, by the way, still going to have a lot of problems, both in the Ocean City area up through Fenway and all the way into Delaware. A lot of power outages still over on the Eastern Shore. 895 was still backed up around the Urban Avenue ramp. Northbound 895 is better, but not completely clear yet. There was a wreck half an hour ago northbound before the, actually, after the K-Trust Bridge on the northbound side. Most of that now is just about clear. I think another 10 minutes and we should be okay on the northbound side. Baltimore County just dispatching out to a wreck at Liberty Road at Ward's Chapel Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be sunny today, upper 30s, upper 20s for the low tonight. Begins to warm up tomorrow. Right now it is sunshine and 27 in Severn. It is 26 in Parkville. And the big debate as to whether or not grocery stores, convenience stores, gas stations, etc., should be allowed to sell beer and wine begins to heat up in the state legislature. State lawmakers once again taking up this this issue, whether customers should be able to buy beer and wine where they buy groceries. And by the way, we're only one of four states in the entire country that bans the type of sales in grocery stores. They've now introduced the Alcoholic Beverages and Modernization Act of 2026. It looks to change that. Let's listen to how some Maryland residents perceive the issue.
There's grocery stores everywhere. It's a lot easier to pick up stuff on the weekends rather than having to go to a specific place just for beer and wine.
I don't have any concerns with it. I think probably as long as it's regulated well.
It's a lot of theft in these grocery stores these days. So, yeah, people can come in there and start stealing that stuff, making it hard for security.
Yeah, so you get a gamut of opinions on this. To me, the convenience of having something like beer and wine available where you buy some groceries means one less stop that you have to make. So it's a convenience factor. But I understand the argument if you're a liquor store owner that you've had protection all these years, and that's a highly competitive business in the liquor store industry. So I can understand why they might be opposed to it. But they have placed some restrictions, including no self-checkout of liquor, you won't be able to get it delivered. Heightened security presence in the alcohol sales area of the store. Stores would have to be located at least 300 feet from schools or places of worship. And late night and Sunday sales would also be prohibited. The sale time would be limited from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Now, according to the Maryland Retailers Alliance, 80% of Marylanders support this measure. And it really, I think, is, I think unless you're a teetotaler, most people will be fine. I've shopped in the other states. In Virginia, in D.C., Florida, for instance, at supermarkets that have beer and wine sales. They don't have the hard liquor, the other spirits. You know, still have to go to either a state store. I think Pennsylvania has state stores, and I know Virginia has state stores. We have to go there for the hard. But the beer and wine, you can get anywhere. You can get them at a gas station, at a convenience store. One-stop type place. Any place that sells groceries or packaged goods would be allowed then to sell beer and wine. It really is just a convenience thing. Now, is it going to really impact the local mom-and-pop liquor stores? Of course, I would think they would be more concerned about these massive warehouse liquor places that they have. David Trone, he's got some place. I'm not going to give him free publicity. Where you can go and get deep, deep discounts on stuff. So I would think the liquor stores are more concerned about that than they were the grocery stores. But then again, maybe not. You can call. Let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 here on KC and Company. I want to tell you about Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. You know, I've known Tim, and Tim's done work, electrical work in my house for years. And they're just interior, exterior landscaping. They do the wiring for the landscaping. If you want to landscape your house, they do excellent work. Whether it's just you need a new circuit box, need a ceiling, fan, or you need something else, issues with lights, recessed lighting in my house, they help with. They also now have taken that excellence and commitment to service into heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And right now, just about a month, less than a month left of wintertime. We keep our fingers crossed when we say that. I want to make your heat system, your heat pump, whatever, it's operating efficiently, because these bills are driving people crazy. These electric bills are getting in the mail. So you want to make sure that your heating and or air conditioning system are both maintained properly. And that's what they'll do. Twice a year, should have them out, checking out your system, and make sure that the air filters are changed, that all the switches are doing what they're supposed to be doing, the contacts, and then so on and so forth. And they can spot any other problems that might develop early before they become major problems to help you save money. Call Tim today, 410-876-9404, 410 877-976-9404 or online, timcollcompany.com. It's 8:30. Let's get some news headlines once again. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Several Eastern Shore school systems are closed or delayed today due to the impact of the winter storm. Schools in Caroline, Somerset, Wicomico, and Worcester counties are closed, and schools in Dorchester County will have a remote learning day. There will be a 90-minute delay for schools in Queen Anne's County, and Talbot County schools will open 2 hours late. Monday was warm enough to melt Sunday's snowfall in most areas, but freezing overnight temperatures mean wet roadways could refreeze and impact the morning commute. The Maryland State Highway Administration says drivers should use caution, allow extra time for their commute, and remember that surfaces that look wet may be icy. Drivers are also reminded to slow down and be especially careful on elevated roadways like bridges, ramps, and overpasses because they freeze first. Fox 45 reports that police spent the early hours of this morning investigating a shooting in Baltimore's Langston Hughes neighborhood. Several cartridge casings could be seen strewn across the 4900 block of Reisterstown Road. A crime lab tech inspected the area and found additional evidence in the roadway. Police initially responded to gunfire Monday night. They maintained a perimeter around the evidence of that gunfire for hours afterwards. And Governor Wes Moore and Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller are officially running for re-election. Moore and Miller filed their paperwork at the state elections office in Annapolis on Monday afternoon. The governor says he and the lieutenant governor filed for re-election to continue the progress seen throughout Maryland to grow the economy, improve public schools, and double down on record drops in violent crime. He says while President Trump's reckless policies cost residents their jobs and raise prices on everything, Maryland is showing that there's a better way forward to make the economy stronger and everyday life more affordable. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That's an injury accident, Liberty Road at Ward's Chapel Road. If you're going to be out in Randallstown, a lot of equipment now is arriving there. And I think I just heard Baltimore County say they had a new wreck at Delaney Valley Road at Fairmount Avenue. That would be just down at the bottom of the hill from the Beltway. So if you're in Towson, also heads up for that. There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway. May have an impact now. It's on the outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue with a delay going back into the interchange there at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are off to a cold start, so be prepared for some slick spots. Anything that melted yesterday is definitely frozen again this morning. Mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s tonight before temperatures fall back into the upper 20s tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
All right, Gary's got the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. The Orioles had the day off yesterday as they lost to the Atlanta Braves 10-7. Pitching was just abominable, and so we'll just wipe that one out and try to come back and play another day. They did add to their infield depth on Monday, signing Thero Estrada to a minor league contract, includes an invitation to spring training. He had .253 with three homers, 21 RBIs in 39 games with the Rockies last season. The Nats stayed unbeaten so far this spring. They played the Phillies to a 5-5 tie. The Wizards back on the road tonight. They face the Atlanta Hawks. They've split their last two meetings so far this season. Caps will be back tomorrow on the ice against the Flyers. They get their goalie Charlie Lindgren back. Georgetown men's basketball team will try to snap its four-game losing streak tonight. The CIAA tournament getting underway this weekend in downtown Baltimore as well. When you look at Pro Football Focus, four Ravens land in the top 101 players. They include Derrick Henry, Travis Jones, Tyler Linderbaum, and Kyle Hamilton, the All-Pro safety, ranked at number 9, but mysteriously gone from the rankings. Last year's number 1, that would be Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, which has been raising some eyebrows there. Meanwhile, a veteran running back has hit the free agency market. The Patriots released Antonio Gibson yesterday. The 27-year-old had no guaranteed money left on his contract heading into next season. He spent 4 years playing with Washington before he signed on with the New England Patriots. College football, basketball last night, top 25. North Carolina, number 19. Downs at number 20, ranked Louisville, 77-74. 14th ranked Kansas beat Houston, which is the fourth ranked team in the country, 69-56. And that's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashaw from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through 7 blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock in Calista, coming up live right after the 9 o'clock news. And I begin to wonder what the Democrat commitment is to children. When you look at the way they view children, the way they treat children, and how they care for children, it really gives you a chilling feeling. President Kennedy, a Democrat, old school Democrat, said once, this is a quote that's attributed to him, children are the world's most valuable resource and its best hope for the future. And yet, here in Maryland, we enshrined abortion into the state constitution. The killing of future children, babies. Here in Maryland, we continue to spend all sorts of money trying to educate our children, and we're watching as they drop out of school, fail school, get promoted without learning the material, etc. Here in Maryland, we have missing children. We have, at the federal level, last 2 years ago or so, when Joe Biden was allowing millions of illegal aliens, we lost track of 300,000 to 500,000 children, which we're slowly starting to recover. I think we've recovered about 130,000 of those, according to Tom Homan. And remember, it's, as Secretary Rubio said the other day, parents, not schools, should raise children. There should be no indoctrination. There should be no government at all in education. But that brings us to Maryland's foster care system, which I believe is horrifically broken. Now, are there good people working in it? Yes. Yes, there absolutely are. There are people who do care about their jobs. And unfortunately, in these large state agencies, you become a victim of the bureaucracy. You get this this groupthink. I want to give you some numbers. This is from the Office of Legislative Analysts. Now, this is the time of year when they're meeting in the committee in the General Insane Asylum, and they're trying to figure out how much money goes to where. The Department of Human Services is the largest, or one of the largest, agencies in the state of Maryland. And its budget is $4 billion a year, 70% of which comes from federal funding. So if the federal government, a lot of that is SNAP, you know, the food stamp program, and TAMF, as it's known, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. I'm wondering if the federal government, is it time for them to come in and do a complete top-to-bottom DOGE audit and reconciliation of this agency? Because I think there's some nasty stuff that's being uncovered. For instance, there were four foster children younger than 5 years old sent to live in a hotel. 1 month, children who were admitted to psychiatric hospitals ended up staying in them an average of 107 days after doctors said they were ready to leave. On average, three-fourths of foster children aren't in a permanent placement after a year, and they tend to move to new ones every 161 days. It's all coming from the review of their budget. And as you know, they've been embattled by the suicide death of Kanaya Ward, the 16-year-old left to by herself at some point in a hotel in downtown Baltimore. That led eventually to Secretary Lopez announcing last week he's resigning for health reasons. But I don't really think one individual is going to be able to turn this agency around. I really don't. I mean, there might be some good people working there. Maybe they've got some good ideas. But we see this now in state agency after state agency, and it gets worse each and every year in a one-party-dominated ruled state where there is no accountability. No accountability Department of Juvenile Services, no accountability Department of Human Services. Oh, yeah, Schiraldi and Lopez are gone, but plug in the new version. I'd love to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I've seen too much, and I've been around too long to know that it's going to change. And I think what is being lost here is the innocence of children. These children that, for whatever reason, parents didn't want them. Parents were drug addicts. Parents split up. Parents abandoned them. Parents molested them. Whatever the case may be, there are people in our society that want to care, that want to have children. They can't have children. They want to adopt. And some they want to foster. And yet these agencies can't seem to get its act together to find these people. And maybe they need to go on an advertising campaign and start being aggressive about finding homes, good homes, for these children. Because, you know, this is the future of our nation. And so if we're not a nation that can take care of our most precious resource, if we're not a state that can do that, and what message does it send when you say, yeah, we're the baby-killing state. We're the state that lets foster children live in hotels, and those that we know are suicidal live be by themselves, and so on and so forth. It's almost as if we don't care, that we're just taking the money. 70% of federal funding. So I hope President Trump, as he did with the Secretary of Education, I hope they take a deep, hard, long look at this state agency specifically and see where the money is going, how it's being spent. Why aren't we getting children placed? Why are children now falling between the cracks? Delegate Mike Griffith does have a bill in Annapolis called Kanaya's Law, and that would be a good start. I haven't read the whole bill, but it would be a good start to hold some accountability for these people. And for you people that do work in these agencies, where is your pride? How can you work in a state agency that allows this to happen? Yes, there are some whistleblowers. Thank God for you. Thank God that you've been able to blow the whistle on some of these things. But if you are charged with working in children, and this doesn't outrage you, and this doesn't want you to affect change, get out. Because you don't belong in the first place. 8:43, traffic and weather on the phrase. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, some late slowing, but a little better. Southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, slow recovery there from a big backup earlier, both on 95 and 895. And even the old tunnel northbound is a little slow. There was a wreck in the last 45 minutes that cleared northbound before the toll plaza, but it's still slow right around the Child Street, Shell Road area, northbound on 895. Beltway, all the delays are still out there, and I've been trying to track a minor accident that was on the shoulder. I haven't found it yet reported on the Beltway, but it's no big deal adding to any of these backups. Still slowing, 795 to Frederick Road, interloop through Pikesville and the Parkville side, anywhere from Hartford Road and Belair Road around towards Providence Road. We had a report of a wreck, didn't see any more information on it. Delaney Valley Road at Fairmount Avenue, just south of the Beltway, but the wreck with injuries was in Randallstown at Liberty Road at Ward's Chapel Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be sunny today, upper 30s. Tonight down into the upper 20s. Tomorrow we start warming up a bit. Highs in the low 50s. And right now 27 and windy in Ocean City. Still some after effects of the nor'easter that blew through the eastern shore and dumped a lot of snow there. 26 in Ellicott City. Time once again to our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some
Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance for all your appliance needs right off Reisterstown Road. Employees for a moving company in Phoenix, Arizona helped save a three-year-old girl after an Amber Alert went out over the weekend. They were at a gas station on Sunday and saw a little girl that fit the description. So they used their moving truck to block the suspect's car from going anywhere, and they caught the kidnapper and rescued the child. Here's Chad Olson, president of Camelback Moving, talking about how it happened.
The Amber Alert system works. We're good Samaritans, do the right thing. I mean, we have core values about community and being proactive. We're a moving company. We're not professional heroes by any means, but to listen to the dash cam and watch the dash cam footage of the crew kind of identifying the situation and who this was and putting the plan together that we're going to block this truck in with our truck and not allow them to leave, I couldn't be more proud.
Yeah, the girl's now back home, safe and sound, thanks to Chad and Camelback Moving in Phoenix, Arizona area. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed. Like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, and I did a little research over the weekend with all this mid-cycle redistricting battle that's been going on here in Maryland. You know, they're trying to eliminate Andy Harris's seat. And tonight's the filing deadline at 9 p.m. So I think once that filing deadline, expires. And by the way, Steve Hershey, as we talked about yesterday, just briefly, he's decided to stay in the Senate. He is not going to run for governor of the state of Maryland. So that opens up the door. Now, we'll wait and see who files. I mean, it's up until 9 o'clock tonight. Right now, there are 9 or 10 or 9. We talked to one yesterday, but if I was Steve Hershey, I would focus on raising a ton of money to capture the necessary number of seats to stop to be able to be a veto-proof minority in the Senate, because right now it's a veto-proof majority. And whatever the governor vetoes, the legislature can override. So they used to be called the Drive for Five. I got back and do the math again. But that's what I would focus on. Maybe Steve Hershey will do that and raise enough money and get enough. Well, it's kind of interesting to see after the filing deadline how many races do not have a Republican opponent. Okay? And I think that's going to speak volumes. And we'll find out tomorrow. I'm not going to make any predictions. We'll do the math tomorrow. And I think that will, because remember, in the last 2 weeks, they put out this call for candidates. 2 weeks. This should be going on for 2 years. And it just once again proves that the Maryland GOP is nothing more but controlled opposition. Anyway, so I've done the math, and there's a lot of variables here. We have a Supreme Court case that's pending. We have some federal lawsuits that are pending. And we have, let's see, it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 states where the redistricting battle is going on right now. In the best case scenario for Democrats, best case, assuming that they win everything, it's D plus one for the midterms. In the best case for Republicans, it's Republicans plus one. And that is pending lawsuits and everything else. So we went through all this machination right now to basically it's a plus or minus one or two seats in the House. Now, every House seat counts in midterm battles, but it was believed I had people telling me that we had to have plus 10 to hold on to the house. We're going to be nowhere near that. So the president tonight is going to have to start making the case to the American people, to the American voters, on what he accomplished in year one, what he hopes to do here in year two, how he's going to turn this economy around, reinstate the American system, putting America first, not starting any more foreign wars. And he's done a great job of finding 8 peace deals already. And I think he's going to have to light a fire under the Republicans. I would just, recognize the Democrats and just spend the rest of the night focusing on the American people and the Republican Party, because you're not going to get any help at all from the Democrats. So we'll see what happens there. But that's my math, my calculations, nothing official. But I just was curious to see what this battle is all about. And it may end up, again, it's a plus or minus margin of one or two. So I say it's plus one, it could be two or three, either way. But I don't think it's going to be this huge difference that President Trump hoped it would be. It's 8:50. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
Now, here is the Mangione Minute.
This week in Annapolis, Democrats chose their priorities: power, politics, and illegal aliens. First, the Democrats redistricted to eliminate our only Republican in Congress. And Governor Wes Moore called it, quote, fairness. Well, that's a lie, Governor. It's a blatant power grab to give Democrats every congressional seat in Maryland and to boost your presidential ambitions. Then they voted to end 287G, the program that lets local police work with ICE to remove illegal alien criminals. Think about that and ask, have Democrats ever stood with the families of murder victims like Kayla Hamilton or Dakara Thompson? Have Democrats ever said a word about the violence and destruction caused by illegal aliens in Maryland? No. Instead of fighting sky-high BG&E bills or crushing taxes and rising crime, Democrats chose to protect illegal aliens and play political games.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at MyDOCO.com.
Hair volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:52, 8 minutes now away from the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Yesterday we did the deep state on the FBI internal emails. Today's deep state update involves the CIA. The CIA Director John Ratcliffe has ordered the withdrawal of or major revision of 19 intelligence assessments after an internal review found they did not meet the agency's standards for analytical rigor and political neutrality. Basically, we put out 19 reports, intel reports, that were so heavily biased that they're not considered reliable, actionable intelligence. Again, this is just unacceptable. The CIA needs to protect the United States from attacks, from terrorism from abroad. But they were so busy during the Obama-Biden years going after Trump and Americans, it's not even funny. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so it looked like that was a broken down vehicle. Outer loop as you're moving south of Windsor Mill Road. And, of course, in that area, there was no shoulder. So that's what we were looking for on the Beltway. But State Highway got there, and they were in the process of getting that vehicle down to the ramp at Security Boulevard. So there's some late backing there, but the lanes are back open again through that area. City Fire and City Police just arriving now. Park Heights Avenue at Clark's Lane. That's a new wreck up on the northwest side. Baltimore County was still out with the wreck in Randallstown at Liberty Road at Ward's Chapel Road. Most of the other parts of the Beltway starting to settle down. There will be some late slowing southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine abounds today. We could use a little more heat, but it is going to be upper 30s today, upper 20s tonight. Then we start warming up tomorrow. Low 50s, the expected high. And it's sunny and 28 right now in the city, 26 in Parkville. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We are doing A-OK. What's coming up on the show?
We've got Pat Dyer joining us at 11 o'clock. I know you've had him on the show.
Yeah.
This will be my first time having him on the show. But the race is right around the corner, Boulder County Executive. So I'm excited to have him. I think he's a great pick. So we'll see what the audience thinks today. Also, Attorney General Anthony Brown wasting his time, I think, suing the Trump administration over this ICE facility. Here's what's so crazy about this, Sean, because we all remember just a couple weeks ago, Washington County decided that they wanted to work with ICE.
Yeah.
They want ICE in town.
Well, not only did they want to work with them, they said there's very little, if anything, they can do to restrict them because of the federal mandates.
Yes, exactly. Now you've got AG Anthony Brown sticking his nose in it. Of course, Governor Wes Moore also making a comment backing Anthony Brown. It's like, why do we have these jurisdictions at all? Why have local authority? Why do this if the state's going to run everything? I don't get it. This is like the kids rallies. It should be for these guys.
And you also can't have it both ways. You can't sit there, go into crowded temporary detention facilities and complain about the conditions, hold press conferences, and rail on the administration. Then when they're trying to do something about it, then try to sue them to stop. This is just, it's Trump derangement syndrome.
No, it really is. And I'm surprised because, as you mentioned, you know, going to these facilities, but Congressman Jamie Raskins, right, he was at one of these facilities, yet he is quiet on this whole situation.
Right.
So, of course, we'll talk about that. And then Baltimore City Public Schools, graduation rate, also on the decline, same as Baltimore County.
The more they drop out, the more they fail, the more money they get.
Yeah.
That's the formula.
That's
here.
Here
it is in the state of Maryland. Just crazy.
Yeah.
Real quick, what do you think the president should do tonight? State of the Union. Take the high road. Will he blast the Supreme Court? Democrats, Republicans.
I think he's going to blast the Supreme Court. We had this question of the day yesterday. I think he's going to, you know, harp on the tariffs, and I, you know, especially now that FedEx has, you saw they filed that lawsuit.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's going to harp on the tariffs, and I think he's going to blast the Supreme Court, and I don't think he's going to hold back.
Okay.
You know, he's got nothing.
Both barrels.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll see what happens.
Sean.
Thanks, Kim. 8:56. So for the longest time, I have been talking about why blue cities fail. And blue cities, and most of them, New York, Los Angeles, Baltimore, Milwaukee, you name it, Chicago, they all fail or are failing. They're failing to educate children. They're failing to reduce crime. They're failing to their tax base is eroding. And I've long posited that it is the Democrats and their ideology that have done this. And that all my friends, some of the liberals say, no, you got it all wrong. We have to deal with the impoverished and the uneducated, and urban management is much different than rural management. I said, you have some red states where some cities are run really good, but they have Republican mayors, Republican governors. So along comes CNN's Fareed Zakaria, and I think he just really affirmed what I've been saying for a long, long time.
New York is really a prime example of a problem Democrats seem unwilling to confront. Blue cities are out of control, promising more, spending more, delivering less, and pushing off the fiscal problems to some future day. What is the theory of good government here? If the answer is keep adding programs, the city will keep producing unaffordability. Because unaffordability is what happens when government becomes a machine that grows faster than the society it governs.
Bingo! 100%. And what happens when your property taxes are so high and your education system stinks and your infrastructure is crumbling and your crime rates and you won't arrest criminals? The population votes with their feet. So now the people that you are counting on providing services for the residents of your city have fled. They've gone to the counties. They've left the state. And now what you're left with is one big mess. And that's what Kami Mamdani has right now in New York City. It's a mess in New York City. And again, we're only... ready for this? We're less than 2 months in to the Mamdani administration, and people are already begging it for it to stop. So we try to warn you. We try to tell you what works, what doesn't work. But obviously, people aren't willing to listen until they actually feel the pain for themselves. So I'm hoping the same applies here in Maryland. If you want things to change in Maryland, you're going to have to change them yourselves. It starts at the top with the gubernatorial race. We have the county executive race here in Baltimore County and elsewhere. So you need to make that change. Don't forget the Best of Case and Company, available right now at WCBM.com. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman. See you tomorrow. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.